Hey, you, wake up. It's Saturday morning. It's time to jump on that to-do list. But that home improvement project doesn't have to be a chore. Before you jump in, tune in here to About Your House to listen and learn the most experienced and reputable contractors and service providers in the industry. On today's show, we have Robert Bloom and Elliot Norvell of Kindness is Cool. About Your House is brought to you by PutToolsInSchools.org, connecting students to tools of the trades and raising awareness of the many career pathways. Also brought to you in part by Carolina Foundation Solutions, a licensed general contractor in North and South Carolina. From the hills to the coast, you have a problem, they have a solution. So sit back, relax, and enjoy some time with us as we spread a little love. And now, here's your host, Ray Terry.
To another beautiful morning to be alive. Yes, sir. Coming in the studio this morning, I was thinking riding down the road, a beautiful morning like this. Great day to be alive and just lucky to be alive these days. Just grateful, real grateful to have the health and well-being that I have, and I want to share it. And today, to me, really is a kind of a special show, and it just kind of embarked upon me. The way it happened, and the universe and God works in mysterious ways, and today's a day that I can present, well, that I can be a part of a presentation about community, human spirit, humanity, kindness, love, togetherness. I have a saying that I use quite frequently now, personally, that actions speak louder than words. And unfortunately, I'm a realist, and I got to talk the truth, and sometimes I'm a little blunt, and some people it might even call it a little crass. But I don't really care, because I say it out of love. Now they say, well, how can you hurt people? I don't hurt people. You do. If you can't take the truth, get over it. You know, that's the problem. We've become too soft. And, you know, if you agree, fine. If you don't, I don't care about that either. And there again, it's out of love and understanding and experience about life. And you can hate me, disagree with me, or do whatever. I don't really care. Because if you do, It just indicates you're problematic. Now, see, that's my opinion. There again, that may not be hold water, you know. But anyway, I tell you these things out of love. And today's show is a sharing show. I want to share what I've experienced and what really exists out there. Had a great week of giving and sharing and what have you. And there's so much going on. You know, we're so busy. Monday, I went to West Boulevard Ministries to meet Bart Noonan with Pete Sheppel. Pete's been on the show. He's an F3 member and a part of Put Tools in Schools. He's the CFO, what I call. I like that initial. I like that acronym, CFO. It just sounds good. Chief Financial Officer. That's just three initials representing a treasurer, a bean counter, you know. But Pete's our treasurer with Put Tools in Schools, and you know he reached out to Bart. We went out and visited Bart. We've got Put Tools in Schools became a part of an initiative with West Boulevard Ministries here, starting here in October, I do believe, every Monday afternoon, that we're going to be involved with the kids over there, 25 to 30 kids, youth, and help them, you know, realize what they don't know. How's that? With tools and some tools of life, maybe, you know? So anyway, got that to do. And then Tuesday morning, I got the privilege of going out and touring Lion Services out on North Tryon Street. Been here long as I have, and in Charlotte, because I was born and raised here. And saw some things that we're going to talk about today, because Philip Murph's going to be in here. He's the CEO and president of Lion Services. What I saw out there was extraordinary. Just touched my heart. We're going to talk about that. And just talk about greatness and goodness. And really, if I had to put one word to the show, I would put, and I preach this a lot, and I want to start sharing something. A friend of mine called me yesterday. You've met him on the show here. I'm not going to tell you who it is, but it doesn't matter. And he's had a lot of disruptions lately, and, you know, as we all have, one way or the other, personal and business and otherwise. He says, Ray, I need to make some money. I says, I get the feeling, brother. He says, well, I'll do anything. You know, and I says, well, then he starts describing me all these things he can do, and I says, wait a minute. That's not what you do well, and that's not your purpose. Yeah, but I got to make some money. I said, you can't chase money. At your age, when you're so strong in what you do and your passion and what you believe in, and I've learned that about you, and you know, but you ask me, so I'm just giving you a personal opinion of what is. And I said, follow your purpose, your passion. You know, but you found it. You're fortunate. A lot of people haven't. But you're lucky, but you're also moving into later years in life, so you need to really get down to business. You know, you have a gift, tremendous gift. It's just that all these pressures that are being applied to you by our society and the way we live is driving you to other things. Well, you can't let it defeat you. You can't. You got to follow your purpose. And it might have been in other words, but the message was exactly the same. And I said, I think you're crazy jumping off the ship. In other words, train's going. You're making you need to get your momentum going. You hadn't been here but a couple years. You know, don't jump off the train yet. Don't do it. Stay with it. You got everything you need. So anyway, that was in the morning. And then later on last night, he called me and says, Ray, I thank you. I says, well, what for? He says, having those words this morning because I made a few calls. You're right. And he told me the story. The bottom line is he followed his purpose. The problem is we're not teaching our kids. We're not teaching our youth. And, you know, I dwell on this a lot because if we can teach them young of the possibilities, then they've got a life ahead of with success. And there again, unfortunately, what is success in today's world? It's only what you've been told it is, what we're educating our kids to think it is. And they're way off base. Because you ask kids and say, you know, you talk to them and they don't know what purpose is. Because they're told to do this, they're told to do that, they're told to do this, and they're told. And I listen to them. I that's not me talking. I just listen to the kids. Well, my mama said, or my father said, and I'm talking about 19-year-old people. 19-year-old adults. When do we call our kids mature? When do we call them grown anymore? When do they grow up, and when are we going to actually teach them responsibility of life and real life? But you can't teach what you don't know. And for years, all these parents, younger parents, have been taught the same things. You know, I just witness this every day in everyday life, and I've seen it. Fortunately, I can talk about it. I still have intelligence. I have cognitive knowledge and abilities. Thank God. And I'm grateful for that. And one day people are saying, well, when are you going to lose it? But, you know, purpose. I say it a lot because purpose leads to happiness and money. And money. If you're going to be miserable being happy, okay? I mean, I know that might sound silly, but we've kind of lost the meaning of happy. And then I've asked this question to a lot of people many different ways. When are you your happiest? Think about that question. Think about it. When are you your happiest? But we're going to talk about happy today. Oh, I love happy. happy's great. I find that when people are happy, they're their most serving. They're most purpose-filled. Because you know when a man loses his ego, man, woman, do you know? You know when? When he's serving his purpose. And that is a statement of real truth. He loses his ego when he's serving his purpose. That's pretty simple, but yet so true. Anyway, let me introduce my guest. I got Robert Bloom in the house. Robert is a friend, listener, all of that. It's on. You relax. Golly, boy. You've been wired up since yesterday afternoon.
Well, don't give calm, me any. I don't need calm, coffee, calm, okay? I don't need coffee.
Calm down. Jeez. We got this.
It's excitement. It's exciting.
I know. And it's a good thing.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks
and
for having us.
You brought a friend. And Elliot Norvell, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Right?
Sir.
Norvell.
Yes, sir.
And honestly, I don't know Elliot. I haven't met Elliot before this morning. I've met him on some texts last night to be sure I could spell his name right. And Elliot, the reason I ask you for your name is because I have to give it to him so he can say it first thing.
Yes,
that's
sir.
My way of communicating with him. You know, it's protocol. I have to give him his Saturday morning log.
Important.
It's important. Yeah, it is important. It's part of what we do. So anyway, but Elliot, I'm glad you came in. And
thank you.
And the reason they're in the house is really to spread some great stuff. How we can change some issues. I'm going to try to be quiet more today and let Elliot talk a little bit and Robert talk because it hits on a subject that's near and dear to me because it's part of what Tools in Schools is really all about. And that's just teaching kindness, giving back, sharing, all the great qualities of life. Let's start. You're here. Kindness is cool. You wanted a platform to talk about something that's near and dear to your heart. Now, Robert also is, I met him actually through the building side of life and technology, BIM, way back. I mean, goodness gracious, you came to the front before a lot of that in itself has blown up tremendously since I first met you.
Yeah, I
let's talk about that a second. Since
again, on behalf of both Elliot and myself, thank you.
Oh,
it's,
no.
It's awesome to be here.
Well, good. I'm glad.
You
I'm glad to have
me.
You.
I love you.
I'm glad you're here tremendously, and I'm glad to meet Elliot. But real quick, let's do Ben, because, and I'm not going to get involved with this a lot, but what tell it, and just a super dome.
I came from an industrial manufacturing background, automotive and aerospace. Had to change course career when manufacturing and NAFTA took over. And I got involved with the early adopters and creators of virtual technologies. One of these is called Building Information Modeling, or BIM. BIM is a CAD program on steroids. It's next generation. CAD is computer-aided design, is 2D. BIM is 3D. It's digital. It's not on paper. This is digital design and construction. Manufacturing, forensics, all sorts of stuff.
Everything's gone that way.
It has.
In the past decade, that is building technology.
Yep.
I mean, you got readers on hard hats that read the building and just compares it right there to the data and technology on the computer.
That's it. And AI is...
Oh, God.
I know. And
is that scary to you?
It scares the bejiggers out of me, yes.
Isn't that
yes,
scary?
Absolutely. And it's
like we're not dumb enough.
No.
They're taking total thinking away and transferring it to something. Can I jump ship here?
Please.
Yes. Elliot, how old are you?
I am 22.
22. Okay, we're going to talk to Elliot big time in a minute. But since I just get this feeling, I might be wrong, that you're a techie kind of guy.
It depends.
Okay,
sometimes.
That's good,
yeah.
good. But the AI, here you are. We got a break time. Yeah, I got to take a break. Ellie, when we get back, we're just going to talk. You want to talk?
Yes, sir.
Good, because that's what we're here to do. That's why we got microphones. All right, you're listening to About Your House. I got Elliot Norvell here with my buddy Robert Bloom. We're going to talk to Elliot and find out why he's here. And kindness is cool is actually the theme, being kind. How do we teach our kids to be kind and not bully? And we're going to talk about bullying. Mm-hmm. Yes, we are. Bad thing. But, hey, it's life. We got to deal with it. How? That's the question. Come on back. We'll talk about it. All right. About Your House right here on Fox Sports Charlotte. Download the free app. Or go online, your browser, foxsportsradiocharlotte.com. Or Facebook Live. There we are. Or YouTube Live. And I've heard, just rumor, it's the audio on YouTube Live is much better than Facebook Live. That's what you say. We'll be back. Back, although I want to hear the whole song. But regardless, okay. For the break there, we're talking to Elliot here and Robert. And I was talking about Robert about BIM, but, you know, I just wanted to touch on that. Are you still involved with BIM?
We'll always be, yes. I'm with the people that created it. I'm lifelong partners and friendships. So,
awesome.
Yeah, I'm always
awesome.
Involved
good,
with it.
Good, good. And I'm sorry we're not going to talk about that.
That's all right.
And that's a great thing, but it's out there in full force now.
Yep.
Finally. But he brought Elliot in to be on the show today, and I said, great. I love, you know, kids in the show. Go ahead.
Can I say one quick? How we met.
How you and Elliot met. Okay, tell me.
Met this kid at a local Harris Teeter. He was working. And we struck up a conversation. And you know when you get a youngster that looks you in the eye and says, looks you in the eye and good morning? Right there. He was raised right. I knew that in 2 minutes.
Oh, yeah, because he looked at your face.
He looked me in the eye.
Yeah, yeah.
Had the presence, good morning. You know, as I've said to kids now, and it's sad, you show up on time and you return a phone call. You're 50%, 50% ahead of the rest of the curve, you know?
What's the most important thing you do every day? We all do it. We should do it. But what's the most important thing we do? Do you know, Elliot?
Tell your mom and dad you love them because they're there for you all the way.
Huh.
Huh. Mom, if you're listening,
and there you
I
go.
Love
but,
you.
But that has a name. It's called communication.
Yep.
It's communication.
Yep.
And you're right. You have to. You superseded expectations. No doubt. But, yes, you communicate, and you communicate verbally, And I want to expound upon that. You know, smartphones are horrible in that respect. I've had groups of 6 to 10 kids in front of me, and it was all I could do to get them to look at me and talk to me.
We've lost it. We've lost it.
Yeah, so carry on. How'd you
And move? Anyway, 3 minutes into it, just to, you know how you do exploratory questions?
Right.
They don't know, but you just get a feel. I knew the kid's heart. Huge.
Synergy.
Huge. Synergy.
See,
and it's also faith.
That's energy.
It is.
Everything is energy.
Yep.
And you feel it.
Yep.
And it's no doubt about what you felt from this young man because, see, I felt it too. Right?
Right.
And
yes,
you
sir.
Did too, didn't you?
Yes, sir.
See,
it's beautiful.
It's a beautiful thing. You
it
know?
Is.
And people don't, we're so hung up in this rush, rush, go, go, chase your tail life. We've lost touch with that energy.
Amen.
Of love and devotion.
Amen.
And together.
So true.
Yep.
You know.
And that's how we met.
Awesome.
I explained to him in 2 minutes my elevator speech, and he loved it. And he's been an inspiration for me. And talk about things. I don't know social media and how to do all that. So that's really, and this whole project is for kids, about kids. It will be managed and run by kids, too.
Awesome. Yeah.
That's all it is.
Well,
affect.
Tell us about your mission, okay? And I know Elliot's in on it as well,
yes,
obviously.
Yep.
You've got him on board, which is a great thing. And by the way, and I've got to just, I just tell it like it is. And I've Elliot is autistic, okay? And to what degree, I don't have a clue.
Can't even tell.
It doesn't matter.
Right.
And I've had several autistic people on the show here. And it's been great, and I've had several call in as well. And there's several that called in. I wish I could get on the show because the passion, the love, the intelligence. You know, I could tell all just after meeting Elliot. Most autistic people are very, very highly intelligent in a field, many fields, or they're savants. Okay,
yep.
And that's just the reality that I've experienced in my life. And I'm open wherever I go to it. You know, that's that energy. Okay. So talk about kindness.
Anyway,
is cool.
10 years ago, my better half, Sherry, and I were talking. She gave me that look. And, Robert, I'm not worried about our kids. I'm worried about the next generation, our grandkids. What's this world going to be like? And I basically, you and I have talked about this, Ray. I don't understand people taking pictures of bad things going down. We don't step in. We don't do it. We can't. I work for a local grocery store. You've known this, and I got fired for it because I stepped
that
in.
It still means you can.
Yeah. Well, I did.
And that's
I did.
And you got nads, man, for stepping up and saying, "Screw you! I'm gonna do the right thing." The right thing is not by the damn rules.
Absolutely.
I get very upset.
Absolutely.
About that. The rules hold us back.
Absolutely.
That's why I don't like them.
Gotcha. So anyway, when I was let go, I was actually defending a little girl that was being picked on by older people out in the parking lot.
Bullying. And
remember,
worse.
I think I told you I'm was 6'6 in my prime. Now with age and curvature, I'm 6'4. But I was tiny. I was 5'3 as a freshman. I was bullied.
Yes.
Not bad, but enough where it stuck with me.
You were intimidated.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Been there,
and anyway, this little girl's being bullied, and it all comes back to me.
Yeah.
But this bullying, being bullied by people our age, adults that should know better, and I lost it. So when I went up, called up the manager's office, can't do that. I've got to write you. I said, please do. You know what? If it happens again tomorrow, I'm going to do it again. So, yeah, I was let go. But it's okay. I'm on my feet. It was a learning experience, but it was perfect. Anyway, I don't understand that. So anyway, we've lost, as you said, we've lost this.
Yeah.
We've lost this.
Sure have.
And it's not hard to be kind. If we get out of our own way.
Or talk. Because talking is kindness.
That's it.
Isn't that amazing?
That's it. So anyway, what I prayed on it. I prayed on it because I'm not that bright. And he kept it on me. There was a bracelet back in the 90s called WWJD. What Would Jesus Do? Created by a 23-year-old youth minister in Michigan. She created Teach Your Kids a Lesson. Simple. 3 years later, they raised $30 million unintentionally. Okay? There's a project here in Charlotte that started 20-plus years ago through Calvary Church called Operation Christmas Child. And are you familiar with that?
No.
What they do is
there's so many nonprofits.
It was started with Cavalry Church, and then Billy Graham's organization took it on, partnered with it.
Right. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
So anyway, that's okay. So anyway, what they do is people come in from all over the state, other parts of the country by busloads, starting in August. They go down to Westinghouse Boulevard, where they used to start with 1 million square foot distribution center. Now I think that, I don't know how many they've got.
Right.
People come in, the kids, parents, and they stuff shoeboxes. These shoeboxes, toys, maybe some candy, something informational, go out to kids throughout the world.
Awesome.
It's massive.
Yeah.
So Sherry and I decided it's time for a new message. We're putting KICMAD. Our project is known as TIKI, the International Kindness Initiative. TIKI.
Got
it's
it.
Up on
okay.
the top.
Yeah, there it is.
It's dedicated. The foundation is known as the Sophia Leona Foundation, SLF. Sophia was my grandmother's first name. Leona was Sherry's, and we were both close to our grandparents. So the foundation, Sophia Leona. We're putting KICMAD on a bracelet. KIC is the mantra. Kindness is cool. Now the assignment, MAD, make a difference. Okay? If you can see the bracelet, it's loud, it's gaudy, it's obnoxious, but it's purposely so because I want it to be seen from 30 feet away. Say Elliot and I, Elliot's a little younger, and we're walking through the airport.
Right.
He's got his bracelet on, and he sees a kid from Taipei or France.
Wherever, doesn't matter.
Coming the other way. In this case, eventually this will be done in French, KICMAD, in Mandarin, in Farsi, long after I'm gone. But they walk down and they see those, they see it. They don't speak the language, but they see the bracelet and it adds unity. It brings people together. Kids love that. It's like when we used to wear our ball caps on Fridays to school or our uniforms.
Sure.
So anyway, that's the mantra. We're going to take this across the world eventually, long after I graduate. Better word, right? Now, what are we going to do with the funds we raise? If you'll look at the second bullet on market, in fact, do me a favor, read that second bullet out loud.
I'll read the first one, too.
Please.
I'll read the whole
thing. This is a marketing piece that comes out that we hand out with
There's
the bracelet.
There's a card that I received from you months ago, but spreading kindness and the gift of giving throughout the world, taking a message on simple kindness to children and families across all continents, teaching children through a servant's heart, inherent in all, innate to us all, about philanthropic giving and empowering them to tangibly do so.
And what I mean by that is eventually, when we are up and running, we have the funds. Elliot's 8 years old. I bring him in. We're going to say he's my nephew. And I mean, can't bring it to me, but you bring in Elliot. He's your nephew, okay? You see what we're doing. You have Elliot write us a 5-sentence message in his words. His name, his age, something about himself, a charity he's picked out and why he likes it. It's a family teaching moment, right?
It's giving.
It's giving and it's teaching.
Yeah.
We get that and we say, come on in. So Elliot, with mom and dad, it's all about this kid. Focuses on him. We sit down, we talk, and in 15 minutes, we put a check down to Elliot. And say he likes sports. Okay, so he's picked out Special Olympics as something he likes. We put a check down, say for $500. That's big bucks to anybody, but especially a little
sure
kid.
Is.
And it's going to make an imprint. It's going to make a memory. He sees that. Mom and dad, we all woo-woo and give him a lot of attention. You guys leave our office. They walk right into Special Olympics, and this little guy puts a check down, made out to Special Olympics. What have we taught him? We've taught him the gift of philanthropy. Though he can't spell the word yet. And we've taught him it's not about me. It's about others.
That's the message.
And that's what we're going to do.
That's the message.
That's what we're going to do. Go ahead.
For a second, this, for the purposes of the project, it's not all about you. And we got to focus on other people around the world. Because if we're not going anywhere, if we focus all about ourselves, we got to put our life out for others and make sure that others are served as well.
Well, I love the outreach, but I'm going to have to narrow focus a little. I just have to. I want to do that right here in Charlotte. Charlotte's got a lot of division in it. Tremendous. And, you know, this is where I live, and this is my home, born and raised here. And, you know, with Put Tools in Schools, you know, that initiative, you know, it's about where I live because I can't go beyond where I live.
Right.
You know, and we have so many issues, as you speak, about kindness at school and bullying.
Mm.
I mean, I've seen bullying. The number one thing I hate in our culture is bullying.
I'm right there.
And threatening, intimidating, and,
yep.
and even tactical moves on people mentally.
Mm.
You know, I see it more today than I've ever seen it before in my life. Narcissism is at an all-time high, manipulation, deception. And I'm sorry to be negative, but that's exactly what bullying is.
Absolutely.
Bullying comes, and I brought trauma to the forefront on this program with women, but especially trauma in general and how it affects, and bullying can affect and devastate kids beyond your wildest comprehension. So therefore, you know, kindness, but in order for kids to be kind, we have to teach kindness through our actions, through our love, through your
vision
and just everyday life.
Yep.
You know, but how do you get there?
We start small.
You just
like
start.
You said, we start.
You start.
We start.
You show up.
We show up. Hand them out. Hand out the cards.
Right.
And just live it.
Right.
Just live it.
No, show it. Live through your, you know, live through your actions. Actions
yep.
speak louder than words. I'm going to go to Elliot. Where are you from?
I'm from Charlotte, North Carolina.
You're a homie.
Yes, sir.
He's a weirdo.
Yeah.
Me too, brother. And you're 22?
Yes, sir.
Where'd you go to school?
I graduated high school from Manus Academy. They changed the name to Ignite recently, about a year ago. So.
What's it called?
Ignite Achievement Academy.
Okay, how long have you been Harris Teeter?
For about almost 2.5 years now.
You like it?
It's a pretty good job. Yes, sir.
He's such an ambassador for the store.
Well, I know. I can tell that. You're an ambassador for the store, but when I said, do you like it? You know, that was a sincere question. Do you like it?
It can be a little overwhelming sometimes, but for the most part, I like my job because I feel like I can expand myself and prove to others that I'm a hard worker. So
purpose.
Yes.
And you're happy.
Right. Yes, sir.
And see, that right there in itself is something that people need to figure out how to achieve. And we're going to talk a lot about it. Happy, you know, and that's what I saw in you when you came in here today, too. You know, now, when you got out of high school, where do you live? Can I ask what part of town?
I live.
Roughly.
I live in the Starmount area.
Know it very well.
Yep.
Yeah. You live in an old Irvin house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Correct.
You knew that?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Told you.
Wow. You work with tools?
No, but my dad works a lot with tools, so.
What's your father do? Could I ask that?
He works, he's a football coach, rugby coach. He works on,
building
houses.
A tough guy.
Yeah.
He's a construction guy, or any
yeah.
rugby player's a tough
yeah.
guy. Rugby's a rough.
Yes.
Yeah. You got any siblings?
Yes, I have one younger brother. Well, technically three brothers, but the two older brothers don't live with me, but
gotcha.
And yeah. Winston.
And Winston, yes, my
that's
dog.
The four-legged one.
I gotcha. Winston the dog.
Yeah.
But your father's in construction.
Yes, sir.
So you grew up in construction, around
yes.
it.
Yes, sir.
Well, that taught you a little bit about tools, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Did you ever have interest in it? Because I know being autistic, your focus has to be there.
Yeah, it's. It hasn't been, like, a passion or a focus of mine, but, like, I feel like one day I'll be able to, like, you know, start to work on things that my dad does.
Cool.
Because it's something that we should, I think everybody should learn, like, how to, like, use a screwdriver properly or, like, use this tool. We all have tools we have to use mentally, but physically as well.
If you can hang around for next hour, you're going to be blown away with what you hear, because I was, and what I saw. You know, you talk about people that have deficits, you know, be it autistic, be it sight,
ADD,
be it
right here.
I don't look at any, and this is the point. You know, you just, and it's a divisive measure in today's schools.
Doesn't have to be.
That separate us. No, and that's fact. And it's a decisive measure in schools in our society to create division, whether you believe that or not. I don't care. It's a fact. You know, and they do it in our education system like crazy. And they're not even, they do it and don't even understand why or how they're doing it because they've done it so much. You know, and it's just wrong. And, you know, that division, ADHD is not a disorder.
Okay.
It is not a disorder. And if you claim it to be so, get over it.
Got it. Yep.
It's a gift.
Yep.
It's a gift because you're talking to an ADHD kid. Kid. I'm just dressed up in man's clothes. And I've always been hyperactive. I've always been an overthinker. But you know what? Yeah, it got me in trouble from time to time, especially my mouth, because I reacted. That's a mistake. And that's a discipline you have to learn to do something about, and that's called growing.
Absolutely.
And owning. And I got a story about that this week. But
lots of stories. Yes.
You know, so, you know, but the reality is reality.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? It's not a deficit. Mm-hmm. Autism, it's a gift. You just got to find the gift in it.
Yep.
But we've been taught you got to take a pill.
No.
You got a problem.
Over-medicated.
You got a problem.
Yep.
You know, you got anxiety. Oh, you need a pill. You know.
Doesn't define who you are. Just be a pill doesn't define who you are. It's about the heart you have.
Thank you.
Yes.
They've told you about a pill or two, haven't they?
Yes, they have. Yes.
He chuckled, didn't you?
Yeah.
But you don't agree with it all, do you?
No.
I can tell.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Good boy.
Yep.
Don't believe what they tell you. I'm telling you, we're the most over-medicated society on the planet. And guess why? Money, 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 money.
And you know what else? Let kids be kids. You know what I mean?
Oh, good
Lord,
yeah.
Let kids be kids.
We don't know how.
We can.
And you know part of it, most of it today, unfortunately, is fear. Parents are fearful.
Yep.
And you have a right to be fearful about your kids. But you got to let them be kids. And here we go again. I got to throw this one in there. And take off their dang shoes and let them go barefooted.
Can they drink from a water hose? Is that okay?
Heck yeah.
Can they skin their knee?
Water is not really good for you. You know, it's got too much dang chlorine in it. But regardless, the barefoot thing, I'm dead serious.
Agreed.
Go barefooted. Ground these kids. Let them go swimming in the lake. Let them get dirty in the creek. Let them climb a tree and maybe fall out.
Amen.
You know, I fell out four or five times. Maybe that's what's wrong with me. You know, I don't know. You know, but right, Elliot?
Yeah.
Were you able to be a little boy?
Sometimes, yeah. Other times, not really. But most of the time, I
understand.
Yes.
Being autistic, you had your limitations, right?
Right.
And you grew up with that.
But it doesn't define who I am.
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely.
No question about it. And you own that, though.
Yeah.
And by gosh, you're old enough.
My mom says too.
You're 22 years old, right?
Right.
You feel 22?
Sometimes I feel older than that.
Good. That's a good thing. Headed in the right direction. So, you know, that's awesome.
Big, big feeling hard on this kid. Huge.
Good.
Huge.
No, you're going to do the great thing.
Yes.
You want to, don't
you? He already
you?
Is.
Yes, absolutely.
You know?
Yep.
That's good. You drive yet? Maybe?
No, I don't.
You don't drive?
I'll
think you'll ever get
soon.
There?
Maybe. We'll see.
We will see.
Yeah.
We will see. You want that independence?
Yes, sir.
If that's all you got to have right there.
That's it.
You got a desire?
Yes.
If you got to the desire, you make it happen. You will. And if you need help, call me.
All right.
And he comes from great parents, good family.
I can tell.
Yeah. Raised right.
Hey, man, love's powerful.
Amen.
All right, I got to do it. And I'm sorry if I'm going to be late from a break. I don't really care because I got to do this announcement. Today, August 3rd, today, from 9 o'clock, which is coming up here in about 15 minutes. 9 o'clock to 12 o'clock. And if they get backed up, maybe they'll stay longer. Sports physical school starts August 26th. All you sports nuts out there, you parents that want your kids up and out of on Saturday mornings, got to have those physicals. Benton's Integrative Medicine up in Huntersville. That's Benton's Integrative Medicine. Dr. Cammie Benton, MD. Sports physicals today, August 3rd, 9 to 12. Give them a call. Sports physical, $75. Not a bad price, and they can hook you up. Give them a call. Benton's Integrative Medicine Sports Physicals today from 9 till noon. Didn't give you much notice on that, did I? But I did the best I could. Actually, I was supposed to do that coming into the show, but I didn't. Oh, Lord, throw me to the wolves. 9 to 12, Benton's Integrated Medicine Sports Physical, $75. There you go. Got it out. Yeah. Okay. I got Robert Bloom in-house today with me in studio, and Elliot Norvell. Did I say that right?
Yes, sir.
Awesome. And your father's a contractor.
Yes,
What's
sir.
What's he do?
He works on a lot of things, to be honest. One day he's doing one thing, the other he's... building a
Jack
house.
Of all trades.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Jack
yes.
of all trades. How old your father, if you don't mind me asking? Do you know?
He's 59.
Awesome. Good age.
And he also gives back because, remember, he coaches.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's already told me he's a rugby player and all these.
Rugby coach. Yeah.
Yep.
He's a sports guy.
Yeah.
So you've been in
junkie.
Sports. You've been sports minded your life too, haven't you?
Yes, sir.
I can tell.
And mom has been an all-star with Truist,
yes,
right, for years.
Truist, yeah.
Yeah, we were just talking about that this morning.
Truist Bank,
yep.
Which
yeah.
was BB&T.
Yeah.
But she was probably with BB&T before it was Truist.
Yeah, correct.
Based on this conversation, yeah. I would say that. Cool.
Yep.
And she's a Southern girl.
Yes, yes,
right.
Absolutely.
Cool. There you go. All right, Robert, let's get back to the International Kindness Initiative.
Yep.
Where to from here? Is there a website?
Website's being developed right now.
Okay, cool. I know that feeling.
I'm doing this on a shoestring because everything's coming out of my pocket right now.
I understand
until
that.
We get
I've been there.
Nonprofits.
Done that
too, I've got people. Can we give money? I said, it'd be great, but I'm not set up yet. So we're getting there.
Gotcha.
We're getting
all right,
there.
I got to take a break. Final break. I forgot about the break. I just plumb forgot about it. Yeah, I was going to say, why is he doing that? Because I hadn't taken a break.
You good? Spent 3 minutes on the rock in the
you good?
Yeah.
Let's do it. All right, we'll be back. You're on About Your House. I've got Elliot Norvell in the house with his mentor, one of them, Robert Bloom.
Poor kid.
No.
I appreciate that.
You give him love, man.
Absolutely.
And that's what kids need, more love and more engagement.
Yep.
Everybody seems to be here lately afraid to engage kids for fear of whatever society has made it. Mm. And there's part of the divisive tactics done by media.
You know, when you and I grew up, we had 10 mothers on the block.
Oh, God.
And they were all
oh, yeah.
like this.
Oh, yeah.
And if little Robert is acting up and Mrs. Anderson hears about it, you darn well know Mrs. Bloom is going to hear about it.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
And they had free reign.
Oh, yeah.
Can't do that anymore.
Sure you can.
Well.
Sure you can.
I hope so.
Say you can. But see, that's been the message. We can't. And see, that's because of what we've done.
Well, right.
We've allowed our freedom is to be stripped from us.
Like I said, the reason I was let go from the
yeah.
grocery store. Can't do that anymore. But you know what?
You did it.
I did it, and I'll do it again. You're right.
Yeah. See,
that's
the rule
what I'm talking about.
By corporate America and the money has dictated the cultural changes in weaponized media.
And the correctness.
Yeah, and the correctness crap. And excuse me if I upset a few people. I don't care. Wake up.
Amen.
I mean, our kids are at stake here.
Amen.
And, see, who are you to talk about kids? You don't even, if you want to talk to me about that, my number is 704-712-4644.
There you go.
But I doubt if you got the Nats. A lot of people reached out here lately. Not a lot, but a few. Call me. Talk to me. It's okay. Just be nice. Be nice.
Not hard.
It might sound like I'm a little gruff. I'm not. I'm a nice guy.
Huge heart.
I'm a real nice. I love you to death. But I'm gonna talk. I'm gonna talk honest to you. Right, Elliot?
The truth, yes.
And I said, Elliot, I said he shoots from the hip, straight on.
Well,
doesn't candy coat.
But it's my truth.
Absolutely.
I give you that.
Absolutely.
Okay? Not you don't have to agree, and that's okay. It's okay. And no matter who you are, but at least let's talk and communicate to each other's face.
Yep.
And talk. The biggest problem I see today is, and bullying, like, for example, this is wrong. It's wrong because it's got no end game that's pleasant, you know. And we've got to be together in the mission forward, yep. And we've got to teach that.
Yep.
But we got work to do.
Amen.
Let's put tools in schools.
And be kind doing it.
It's the only way you can do it. Is be
right,
kind.
Right.
It's the only way.
Right.
And, you know, there's a lot of issues that we encounter in our culture today. But most of it is based and predicated around fear, unfortunately. And fear isn't love.
Amen.
And you know, we've got to be kind.
Amen.
Now, website's being developed.
It's being developed.
Okay.
Still word of mouth. Hand and bracelets out. And like I said, they're gaudy and they're loud and they're purposely so. And when we give them out, all I ask is that people will wear them, and if not, that they will give them to somebody that will. Because, again, we're just trying to get the word out.
Right.
We need the exposure. And, again, this is coming out of my pocket, so I really appreciate it.
I wore mine until I couldn't wear it. Let me explain. I sweat.
Yeah. No, I get it.
And the sweating aspect with dirt and grime.
I get it.
Like I'm cutting drywall.
Yep.
And all that drywall dust gets down in between.
Yeah.
And it just grinds.
Itch. And, yeah, in fact.
Well, not itch, just irritating.
Yeah. Yeah, no, but I understand that. But yeah,
that's why I don't wear a watch. You know, a lot of people wear watches, and plus, believe it or not, I know what time it is. I woke up this morning and said it's about 10 minutes left, and sure enough, it was 4:54. It's close because I got up at 5.
Yeah,
intuitively, but that's just me. Just me. I'm fortunate that way.
Yep.
But I don't like watches because it's something else to wear. But that's just something else to keep up with. You know, the sun tells me what time it is.
Absolutely.
I think we've become a little too dependent upon all that mess.
We have.
You know,
unclutter.
All we need to do is plug in to your purpose and be happy. You know, I think, what do you think about this, Elliot? The simple equation of life is finding purpose, and that'll give you happy.
It depends where you're coming from, but I would say.
Help me here.
Like, being happy is one thing, but to, like, just say you're happy when you're not really happy on the inside is another.
That's lying.
Yeah.
That's just purebred lying. Excuse me, Elliot. Yeah. I'm sorry. I just got to tell like it is here. See, the number one most important thing is honesty and trust.
Authenticity.
And that starts right there in the heart. Because if you got a good heart, help me if I'm wrong here.
Yeah.
If you got a good heart, you're going to be honest.
And you can detect that.
Oh,
you
no
can
question.
Detect There's, it
it's,
immediately.
It's no doubt about it. So you know, and you're right. You can ask people, "Are you happy?" And they say, "Yeah," but they're really not happy. And I get that.
Yeah.
And you're, but don't you agree that happiness is what life should be about?
Yeah, absolutely.
True happiness,
absolutely.
And that does come within. You've got to, and that's what I'm getting at. And to be honest and honest with yourself, you have to find that. And unfortunately, we're not teaching our youth, our kids, through our actions, through our love and devotion, how to do it.
You know, I was raised, and you know, you hear the old adage, what is the meaning of life? And I was raised that the highest calling one has is to serve another.
Yeah, well, that's
and
what God
serving
put you here for.
Makes your heart swell. And that's happiness. And that's purpose all plugged in as
well. Bingo.
One. This is so much fun. This project, to talk to people, is so much fun. It enthuses people.
Sure.
I've had mothers come up to me and say thank you.
Yeah.
With tears in their eyes.
Exactly.
And that's making a difference.
But so you're help overcoming the fear also.
I guess so. I guess
you are.
I guess I am.
You're inspirational in that fact. Elliot, right or wrong?
Right. That's absolutely correct.
See, and that's because he's part of it. He's lived it.
Right. At a young age. He's an old soul at a young age.
You live the bullying.
Right.
And the intimidation and crap, right?
Right? I've seen it when I was in martial arts, when I was
younger. Took martial arts?
Yes.
Awesome.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I've seen it.
That tells me a great deal right there.
I've seen it at school. It's just awful, so.
And I've, like I said, I lived it, too. I lived it in my 7th and 8th grade. Yeah, sure.
I was bullied 2 years ago. No, 4 years ago.
Oh, man.
5, 6 years ago by a Jamaican. And I'm going to tell this story real quick because it's very meaningful, although I don't have time. But, well, I can wait till next hour because my guest isn't here yet. They're not arrived. I hope something hadn't happened. But we'll look into that. Thing about bullying is it triggers things. It can trigger emotions that can go many, many different ways. And they can go deadly because, believe me, When I explode and I've reacted in my life, it has not been pleasant, and I've always had damage control, always, if I explode. But that's what you do when you bully and intimidate people. You don't know what you're going to hit. And in today's world, people carry guns.
Seen it play out every day.
Now, people want to blame guns. No.
No.
It's the bully.
Yeah, it's on you.
You can blame guns.
It's on you if you do that. You screwed up your life. It's not the gun. Right. You did it.
You did it. Thank you, Elliot.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. We're going to take a break here. Top of the hour break. We'll come back, and I'll check on my next hour guest if all's well. So you go get your cup of coffee, whatever you need to do, and we're going to take a top of the hour break here. And I don't know what we're going to do when we come back. We're going to talk to Elliot and Robert Bloom about kindness is cool and about put tools in schools and many other things. So come on back. Let's talk.
You awake yet? Hour two, Robert Bloom and Elliot Norvell of Kindness is Cool. Stick around and continue as they continue their conversation about life in general. And Philip Morph of Lion Services also joins us. So stick around. You won't want to miss it. About Your House is brought to you by PutToolsInSchools.org, connecting students to tools of the trades and raising awareness of the many career pathways. Also brought to you in part by Carolina Foundation Solutions, a licensed general contractor in North and South Carolina. From the hills to the coast, if you have a problem, they have a solution. We'll share our knowledge and provide encouragement to improve not just your home, but every aspect of life. So sit back and relax. And now, here's your host, Ray Terry.
Welcome back. Something must have happened with Philip, but we'll tune in and find out. I wish him the best. Hope everything's okay, but we'll work it out. I'm still going to talk about what I did this week. I don't care if he comes or not. I'm going to talk about it because it was blew me away. Okay, but a few things I want to cover about Put Tools in Schools as we crank up CMS, Charlotte Mecklenburg School System, and many, 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 many other counties in North Carolina and surrounding states and all that kind of good stuff. School starts August 26th. Okay, what are we going to do about it? Put tools in schools. Well, we're going to keep on plowing down what we can do, but I want to throw this out there. PutToolsInSchools.org, brand new website. And it's great. Compared to what we've had, it's absolutely mind-blowing. And I'm learning to edit and do the content and stuff with some other people who've stepped up on the board of directors of Put Tools in Schools, and we've developed a committee. And I'm so grateful and in gratitude for all you folks that are helping, and it's just absolutely wonderful. Okay, but I'm learning too. But here's my point and outcry, my outcry to the community around me. This is a we thing. It takes a village. You know, we've been fighting this battle long time, actually, but I've developed the initiative, you might say, or the awareness campaign since 2018. And it's grown organically because it's so needed, you know, with our kids. Our kids have tremendous mental health issues right now, believe it or not. And some of the issues are not just the lack of education. It's the abundance of education and the, well, I'll stop with that. Anyway, We're not showing our kids a real-life menu of opportunities and pathways. And it's all around that academic model that does not, will not, cannot work. That's not Ray Terry talking, okay? MIT, Harvard, they'll all tell you that. They already have. You just ain't listening. Okay, what are we going to do about it? Well, frankly, the education system isn't going to do anything about it because they want to control, manipulate, and, you know, pretty much orchestrate the whole mental process behind your children's growth. At least that's what I've seen. I mean, I witness it. I talk to the kids to tell me that. So if you put tools in their hands, God, it's amazing what light bulbs go off, what inspirations go off. I mean, just the empowered. Whoa. Empowering. That's a great word. Okay. We've been out there with Center 360, West Boulevard Ministries. We're doing an outreach now. We're reaching out to industry, education, educational institutions. How can industry get involved in putting tools in schools with any way you want us to? This year, we're going to expand our vision and be with you. If you want something, tell us what you want. We'll do our best to make it happen. But, you know, I only rely on industry. In other words, if I do the outcry to industry and say, help me, please help. And I realize it costs money. I'm not asking you for a check, although I'd love to have one. Don't misunderstand me. I'd love to have your money. And there's a place, back to the website, where you can get on the website and you can sign up, give us money, donate, volunteer, sign up to be a partner. And when I say a partner, I'm not saying I want all your money. I'm saying I want you to partner with us. I want you to be my buddy. Not mine, but students. Really, come set up, engage, elevate, teach kids, students of all ages, all sexes and races and all kind of groovy things. Okay, now we got to do that to change lives, to create a workforce. You know, a lot of people put this new word, workforce development, in there. Yep, you're right. But nah, this is Mental Health Day. I mean, when you teach somebody to do and fix and serve, you empower them to be a better human being. And it's obvious after you do it. Would you agree to that, Elliot?
Yes, absolutely.
You know, so what are we going to do? Go on the website. I need your help. I need volunteers. We're going to set up some days. We got a lot of plans. But right now, we just got to step up and develop a foundation of people who are willing to come and get involved. And like I said, the number one problem we've had, if I hadn't said it, I'm going to say it again, getting industry to the plate. So there you go. That's August 26th, school start. Where are we going? And by the way, Mount Pleasant High School called and got online yesterday. They're going to pick a date. We're going to do a trades career day down at Mount Pleasant High School in Cabarrus County. Looking forward to it. And there again, she went on the website. She loved what she saw. She said, let's play with them. So we want you to play with us. Please play with us. And not for us, for the kids.
Amen.
This has nothing to do with me. No. Children, students, their future, career, pathways. What?
I was just going to say, and you're talking, it has nothing to do with you. If you read that last bullet.
Is a non-corporate, organic, grassroots, international movement for and by our children.
And what I mean by that is, okay, God gave me the idea.
Yeah.
And he worked on me.
Right.
And we're at where we're at today. My point is, when you talk about our project, it's not Robert or Elliot doing this. We're doing this.
Yep.
You know, it's
You're an inspiration.
Well, thank you. That's my point.
Somebody's got to start the engine.
And there's no ego here. You know what I'm saying? Let's just do this.
Yeah.
Let's just do this.
I've said that many times. Let's do it. Come on.
Let's get out of our way and just do it.
Just do it.
And that's what we're doing.
And you know what? You'll screw up along the way. You really will.
But you learn.
You do learn.
Measure once, cut twice, or measure twice, cut once.
Either or.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about. You just cover. Yeah. Let me go to the home improvement side of things here, since our guest didn't come, and I don't know why, but it happens. I got to talk about what I do. I'm still active in the industry of home improvement maintenance, and I'm going to give you plenty of opportunities. We're cool. But I've got to talk about this a little bit.
Sure.
One of the contractor called me. He's a listener of many years. Said, Ray, I know you're going to help me here, and I know you probably have the answers. And I might have talked a little bit about this last week, but I'm going to talk about it again on how important it is, because it happened again this week, and I want to talk about both cases. Only because of you homeowners out there remodeling kitchens in vast numbers. Numbers have never been higher for remodeling. And I know for a fact YouTube University is amazing thing. The technology behind what you can learn via internet now is absolutely overwhelming. And I get it. Okay, I'm happy it's there for you. And I've kind of lost my place in line because of YouTube. You can find out anything you want to know. What the heck's that big mouth right there talking about? Don't matter. But the point is, I do know a few things. It's not on YouTube. And another thing about YouTube, don't believe everything you see on that stupid stuff. But you got to be smart. You got to use common sense. Okay. This week, contractor called me. Said, Ray, I got a downdraft over here to put in, and I'm not sure how to work it because of, you know, I'm just not sure. Can you come over here and help me? I said, absolutely, be glad to. So I went over there, and he had the wrong downdraft assembly totally. He really did. There's no way the downdraft they had ordered for this unit, here's another situation. It's an exceptional situation in the fact that they've got a 36-inch freestanding island range, high-end, I forget what brand it was. I think it was a Link, Z-Line, I think, maybe. Anyway, it was high-end, great-looking range. Well, they wanted ventilation because it was a 36-inch, six-burner range on high BTUs. Okay, great, top-end stuff, good cooking stuff, and needed a ventilator. Well, that ventilator wouldn't work, and they did not. Here's the moral to this story going into it. You got to plan this stuff, folks. You've got to plan. Extensively, especially when you're talking about the most expensive areas of the kitchen, the range, and the vent that they were sold or bought, whatever the case may be, would not work. Common sense would have told you that if somebody would have looked. Anyway, so I told them 1-3 that would work. Well, my thinking was that I had put 1-4 where the motor came out the back. And so I told him these would. Well, I was wrong. And they ordered a new one. I was wrong to a degree, but there is a way to put a boot off the back and make it work totally draw off the back of the downdraft so it could back right up to the new range. That's a downdraft ventilation. Okay. But you've got to think everything, and this is probably the most detailed installation I've seen in years. Everything had to be at a certain place. And luckily, it worked out to where it was doable. But in some situations, when you've got all these details involved with mechanical, electrical, you know, you've got to plan it out. And they did not do this at all. And we're talking imported cabinets, high-end cabinetry, and all this. And, you know, it's really important that all this fit. Well, so now, granted, I went by there yesterday and checked it out, and it's going to fit. And here's another thing. God bless him. He called me up, FaceTimed me, and said, this downdraft's not going to fit. And he was on FaceTime with me, you know. And I said, turn it around. He says, no, it's not. You can't turn it around. I said, don't argue with me. Turn it around. And then he turned around. And he said, oh, I see. I said, see my first rodeo, dude? I said, I could tell what would fit. I put a few down drafts in before. And so anyway, I went by there and worked it out. But, you know, it took some processing to work it out. And luckily, it's going to work out. But you had to stay on top of it, and it was not planned accordingly. Now, a lady called me yesterday. Your name was given to me because I need a downdraft. I said, well, can we start by you sending me a picture? And she did, and I said, where do you over in Plaza Midwood? And she gave me the street name. And I said, oh, have you got an old house, original, or do you have a tear-down rebuild? She said, it's original. I said, oh, you've got a money pit and a dog crate. Young lady, I said, how old are you? And she's lower 30s. And I said, oh, a beginner. And she says, what? I says, you're just starting. I said, how many kids? She said, a baby. I said, see what I told you? You're a beginner. I said, but that's okay. I'm here to help you. I said, she sent me a picture, and the picture will not allow a downdraft because there's an overhang on this little island bar they've got, and it won't allow it to project. And she doesn't have the room. And it's in a corner to where she pulled the range out to allow room. It would obstruct a drawer and a door.
You know, you're talking about my technology, BIM and all that. It's now coming to the residential market.
Of course it is. And it will, more and more.
Case in point, what you're just talking about right here. Okay, Elliot's our project manager. You're the structural guy. I'm the plumber. We've got to meet with him every other Friday to give him a project update. Now, we're going to talk about structural and plumbing, not what you're talking about here, but we're going to talk about something called clash detection.
Sure.
I'll say, Ray, I've got to run a pipe. Can we get together? And so we'll connect on a Tuesday via from our offices. I'll pull the building or the house we're working down from the cloud, bring it down. Okay? And in this office building, I'm going to say, can we go up to this third-story conference room? I need you to raise a beam for me. So I toggle up, and I point on the beam. I give you control. And again, think about this being done in residential work now because it's there. I point on the beam. I give you control. You raise the beam, and you hit done. You give me control back. I run my pipe. I hit done. When I hit complete, Elliot gets a ping in real time. Here's what Ray and Robert did. We've got an audit trail and a timeline. And we've also what we've done. It's called clash detection. That house, that building now has to come together. It's all done digitally.
Well, but that has to be entered in the computer from day one to do it.
Yes.
Or the overall.
Yes, and that's where I'm saying it's coming to that. It's coming to that, right. Well, because we're building something virtually before we put a shovel to the ground.
You know, but remodeling, and another thing that happened, let me get back to the lady. And I said, I called her and I said, ma'am, whoever sold you your range should have sold you a KitchenAid, a Jennair, and or Whirlpool, and or GE with a downdraft incorporated in the range. Being KitchenAid and Jennair typically are the most popular and the best with downdrafts. And she said, really? I said, really? I said, but. She said, is there any danger in me not having a ventilator? And I said, no, ma'am. She said, well, the gas fumes and all. I said, then that's when I asked her, I said, how old is your house? She said, built in the 30s. I said, you got no worries. You live in a dog crate. And that's when I gave her an education about a dog crate versus a new house. See, we're building Yeti coolers today. Back in the 30s, we built dog crates. I mean, they're leaky. They built with virtually no insulation or no thought about energy awareness or any of that back in the 30s. It was not a question. Okay, so you've got a dog crate. So it's highly air. It's breathing a lot. So no worries. And I said, and there is no code. Just once again, there is no building code for mandating ventilation in kitchens unless it happened. Oh, it happened. I didn't think I'd see it. Unless the range you're using, you know, or bought or purchased or whatever, requires in their instructions ventilation. But I got to take a break. That's what that music I kept hearing is for. All right, we're going to take a break here. We're going to come back with more about your house, more stuff. And go get you something to drink. We'll be back. Hey, welcome back. Before the break there, I was talking about planning. I talk about it a lot because I see a lot of problems come up that can be very, very, very costly and stress. Oh, my God. Very stressful. Anyway, be sure when you go to an appliance store, several things, and a lot of people are remodeling, a lot. Remodeling's probably at an all-time high. Mm-hmm. And the pandemic created a lot of that because we stayed at home and our living styles and our lifestyles actually changed a great deal. And a lot of them have stuck. And a lot of people have realized how much they can cook, maybe, because Charlotte, man, people can't cook a lot because we've got so many restaurants. There's restaurants everywhere. Mm-hmm. Everywhere. You cook. You ever cook?
Yes, I take a cooking class at Winthrop. So.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Now, may I embark and say what created that?
A few of the professors were like, hey, we need to get the kids involved in cooking because it's important for adult life to learn everyday cooking skills. And
right.
And they were like, let's start a class. And they did a poll for the students, do you want to start a cooking class? And 40% said no, 60% said yes. So,
you know, you bring that up, Elliot. We've got part of our plans down the road, and it's here actually, is the toolbox with Put Tools in Schools. The toolbox is a learning lab. And when I say learning lab, it's a connector lab as well, meaning there's going to be tidbits and taste of electrical, heating and air, plumbing, welding, surface materials, tile, you know, tile installation, carpentry, you know, various trades and hands-on activities, drywall repair. And we're going to have classes and educational. But there's two others I left out of the rundown just then. One's cooking. We're going to have we already have a professional 48-inch cooktop over there along with a 42-inch dual-fuel range gas, range electric. That's what dual-fuel means, by the way. It's got gas, 220 volts, 50-amp circuit for your range plug-in, and a gas line coming up for the cooktop on the surface. Okay, we're going to have cooking because, Elliot said just then, cooking. It's a life skill. It's something that you need to know about. And not only do you need to know about cooking, you need to know about nutrition.
Right.
See, because do you learn about nutrition too?
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
That's awesome. And that's at Winthrop?
Yes, sir.
So you're going to school now?
Yes, sir. I'm in my third year.
Doing what? Where are you going? What
Winthrop
you going to be
University
doing?
I know, but I'm a sports management major.
And so you're into sports management. Now that's why you're so excited to be here, because just, if nothing else, the name Fox Sports Charlotte, that was part of his motivation in school. He went to Queens to get a communications degree.
Beautiful.
Oh, that's awesome.
You know, good luck if you're going into sports. But anyway, sports is highly competitive. Wouldn't you say so, Richard?
I would say so.
Yeah.
If you work hard and you keep going.
Passion.
You'll make it.
Yes. Follow your passion, and that's what I've always said. Don't let your passion go.
I mean, look at these two youngsters up at the crack of dawn on a Saturday.
Yeah.
Hello. Hello.
Hello, and thank you very much.
Absolutely.
And thank you very much. Yeah.
Yep.
Thank you. You know?
Yep.
Matter of fact, I invite you're going. Your plate's full, brother. But when you learn to drive and you want to venture out on a Saturday or something, be part of the show, you just call me. Let me know.
There's an open door right there.
I'm serious.
Yes, sir.
I mean, that's passion. You know, that's why Rishton's here. You know, Rishton, you know, his father buzzed me because his father was in mortgage banking and had been on the show before. Gave me a call, said, I got a son. I said, well, have your son call me, not you. Okay.
Yep.
And he did, and Rishton called me and said, come down here and see what happens. That was 2 years ago. 2 years.
And this one, what did he do last night? He reached out to you and introduced himself.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. You know,
the kids were raised right, but you and I can tell in an instant, you know,
right,
what we've got here without even knowing.
Oh, them. Yeah.
And so then we want to invest in them.
Well, we've got to.
Absolutely.
I mean, we must invest in our kids. not our colleges. No return.
Preach it. Preach it.
I'm sorry. You know, it's just the way it is. I'm not, I don't apologize,
no.
But I just hate it's the way it is, you know. But back to cooking. And one more thing at the toolbox we're going to do. And I'm bringing this up because this will change kids' lives, hopefully, and some adults. Because there are adults jumping ship like crazy now, jumping on board with the trades, construction, manufacturing, you name it, and technology, speaking of which, the toolbox. There's a podcast studio over there, and my buddy Sam Otero is going to we're leaning to the new Charlotte Digital TV. It's a whole different – it's TV production and media production. It's about media. And Sam's going to head that up and teach kids – digital TV media, you know, and he put, and thank you, Sam, for doing a great job on the website. Sam orchestrated the new website for puttoolsinschools.org, did a great job, and now is teaching us how to manage that. And Sam's such a brilliant guy. He's jumped on board with Put Tools in Schools, and now we've put him on the board of directors to put his 2 cents worth in. So back to the digital TV stuff over at the toolbox. So everything we do, let's say a year from now, everything at the toolbox, and it's going to take a little help from the community via money, via volunteers, being instructors in the industry sector to come over there part-time and help along the way, okay? But Sam's jumped on board and said he wanted to be involved with the digital side, okay, and digital media, period. So everything we do in the toolbox out in the teaching area will be videoed. Everything. Mm-hmm. So companies could come in there and shoot videos of various things for their own production and marketing and what have you as well. But the kids primarily are the focus. I had another guy come over there through a connection, networking. He wanted to meet me and see the toolbox and the possibilities of what he wants to help teach our youth whatever he can give. And he's a cyber security guy, been coding since he was 11.
Wow.
He's a cyber security guru, and he wants to do a drone racing. Yeah. Now, we've talked about Queen City Robotics on the show here. Queen City Robotics, and I do a plug for them because if you've got a kid in Charlotte, I think summer camp's done, obviously. I mean, we're late in the summer now. But if you've got a high school out there, check into if they've got a robotics program and get your kid involved in it, if he's a techie kid or he wants to learn how to use tools, what have you, because it's so inclusive of so many things. It takes teamwork. And those high school Queen City Robotics teams are awesome, you know.
I was just going to say, I think you had Sam on your show.
Several times now.
I was in the car one morning. I think I texted you when he was in. I'd love to meet him. And one other thing, if I can contribute to what Sam's doing, count me in. There's a gentleman by the name of Michael Raphael. Michael, I went go way back with, who got me into this industry almost 30 years ago. Michael's up in Baltimore, Owens Mills. He's kind of the grandfather, is credited with 3D printing. And he'll be right in, if he can help with that, with what we're doing, count him in as well. Michael helped to create 3D printing. In the 80s, John Hopkins gave him an office on premise. And he started back then by printing bones.
Wow, yeah.
Now he's printing tissue.
Yeah, I know. That's going.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
It's all here. But anyway, there's another resource. There's another resource for you.
Right. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know.
But I'd like to meet Sam. I would really welcome
that. Well, you'll have the opportunity because Sam really wants to be involved in the community. He's going to be. And he's sharp.
When I heard him on the radio, you could hear the passion. You could hear the excitement.
And the thing about him, he's so talented. He's a magician.
And that's infectious.
Yeah, he's a magician. And he took that in his youth and expanded that into technology via technology, you know. So anyway, yeah, a lot of great things happening. We need industry to step up and get involved with it. Okay.
See, and Elliot, for you and for the kids, this community brings people together.
Well,
and it brings resources and talent.
It's Amen. It's one of the things that that I see more and more. We collectively as a community need to join forces. There's so many. Charlotte is a mecca for nonprofits it's tremendous here. Nonprofits are very abundant in Charlotte. And there's so much work to do in Charlotte. So we are connecting ourselves to other nonprofits. Like I said, we developed a program with some kids with Center360.org, also with West Boulevard Ministries. And I'm going back out next Tuesday to Center 360 at Amy James Center. They've got some kids over there. We're going to get a schedule to help them as well. And the whole directive behind those programs, we call that the mobility side of Put Tools in Schools. When I say mobility, we're going to go to them with a small outreach to kids, you know, on a consistent basis to teach them basics and put tools in their hands and teach a little creativity and, you know, connect with them in critical thinking and see where it takes us, you know, with putting tools in their hand and projects and various life skills. So that's the outreach. And you got something.
I do, you know, and this was me. This was this one right here. He called me one night, I don't know, January?
Yeah.
He goes, hey, I just put a blurb out on Instagram. I go, you did? He goes, yeah. I didn't know anything about it. There you go. Mr.
Well, he's connected to social media because of his youth. I guess I have to be, and I understand that. And that's a marketing vehicle that we all have to use in these nonprofit worlds we live in.
It's huge.
Oh, it's
so he sent this to me, and I had to print it out. You've got a copy of this somewhere. But this report, he did two of them. Elliot did two of them, two posts. And we've gotten – the numbers are ridiculous in terms of the countries this reached and who we reached and who responded all over the world, including China.
Wow.
Where they can't talk – and they understand that this is – while this is – faith, well, kindness is faith-based, it's also a suicidal value, right? But – you can't talk about certain things in China and other parts of
That's
the world.
True.
So these people send to us kind of underground.
Wow.
It's so magic. But there's so many. We heard back from, and I told you about this, Dwayne Johnson, The Rock.
Oh, yeah.
Did a video back in 2019. He was receiving an award from MTV. Comes out on stage to We Will Rock You, right?
Right.
Talks about that. And then he gets quiet.
You
and he goes,
keep pushing
I'm sorry.
The
I keep pushing
away.
Away.
Stop.
Sorry about that. Anyway. He gets serious for a minute, and he goes, guys, and you've heard this, it's nice to be important, but it's more important to be nice. And then he talks about my success when I got successful. Bring people with you. Be nice.
Yeah.
Be kind.
Yeah.
Boom. And, and you know, it's not by happenstance.
And it's give.
Give.
And ye shall.
You get more. Receive. You get so much more back. Go ahead, Elliot.
It's better to give than to receive. Because if you receive stuff all the time.
And, you know, we've got to teach unconditional. You know, I told somebody, I love you unconditionally. And, well, I was taught that because somebody back, I don't know, 20 years ago maybe, I got into a conversation, do you love me unconditionally? Well, obviously with a partner, a lover, a love of my life. I says, what does that really mean? Now, I didn't ask that person that. I asked myself that. What does that really mean? So I just went down unconditionally what it meant. And if you love, you don't love for return love.
Right.
You love from the heart to give. And you love you should love unconditionally.
I've got
No expectations.
I've got a good friend who is retired 15 years ago, and he does a lot of missions work. Goes throughout the world.
Sure.
And he'll go off for a while and he'll come back and it's called mission depression because you're so high and you get so much back or more than you give. Then you come back and you're almost depressed. You just want to go out and do it more. It's a beautiful thing.
Giving is awesome. But a lot of people can't give in fear that they need to receive. And that's our culture and
what we've been taught.
And that's another reason that I think, and Elliot, just by virtue of being a part of this and being where you've been, it helps you see more of what the realities are to do something about.
Right, yeah, I totally agree.
And he'll be motivation. He already is for others.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful thing.
Right.
It's a beautiful thing.
Got to let the love go around.
You do. Anyway.
Spread it.
Yeah.
Spread it.
I'm going to read one, just one quick. This came from a person in Africa.
Okay.
That reached, right. My heart goes out to both of you for the unwavering amount of support. Everyone must start on relying on faithmen like the two of you. I'm truly honored to have been on social media to see this bracelet scream potential in my life and the community around me. Promise me this will continue being an international project. This project is the start of something larger than the world. Literally praying for you.
Awesome.
And I mean, there are more. Just incredible. It gives you goosebumps.
Oh, yeah.
It gives you goosebumps. That's for sure.
Well, it's amazing when you affect other people in their lives.
Kindness. Love.
Yep.
It's not that hard.
It doesn't cost anything.
Nope. When do you work, Elliot?
I work Tuesday next. I get Monday off. So
you work, how many days a week do you work?
Typically 5 days.
So you 5 days, you're going to school. And
he's helping me. He's like you said, his plate is full.
Where do you think you're going? Do you understand my question? That was kind of a crazy question. You know, I had to wrap my head around it real quick. So what are you asking? Life. You're 22 years old, right? You're 22, young, just getting going here. You fought a few battles.
Right.
You got a few probably more to fight. Okay.
Right.
How's your health?
My health is really good. I'm working out a lot and I'm, you know, eating healthy. Not all the time, but I'm eating healthy and I have great parents to guide me. So
good.
Great support system.
Awesome. Now to repeat my question, but in a different way.
Ooh.
Yeah. Ooh. All right, you're 22. Where you want to be when you're 30?
I want to be married when I'm 30. I want to hopefully have children, and I want to, you know, be on my own, you know, see what's
what do you
want to
be doing?
World.
What do you think you want? Where do you want to go a career pathway?
I want to be with ESPN.
I want to be
an ESPN broadcaster.
So you want to be in sports programming and broadcasting?
Yes, sir.
Well, I'm going to give you a best 10 I can give you right now. Use your voice. You're not using it. Did you hear what I just said?
Yes, use my voice.
Use it. You're not using it. And when I tell you that, it takes work to project a voice. If you're going to be behind a microphone. You know, I told this one that too, haven't I said it, Richard? You know, if you're going to rely on your voice for a living, then communication is key.
Yep.
And your voice is your communication. You know, right?
Right. That's correct.
So push it.
And we were talking about that actually in the car this morning. That's ironic.
And Elliot, when I found out I was going to be on the radio, I was a Southern country hick. Probably still am in a lot of people's eyes. And that's okay. It's okay. Well, I mean, let's face it. I've been called one, so it's okay. Bullying. Ah!
Yeah.
That's okay. I don't care. I can take it. But I knew that I had to work on some things to be the best, because I can already tell you want to be the best you can be.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, and that's why I'm telling you what I'm telling you, because I care. I don't mind criticizing people if it's constructive. If you can't take it, you ain't going to make it anyway.
Right.
I was just going to say, and we're talking, we have these chats, and I'm not being difficult. I'm not picking. I'm trying to make you better.
Oh, yeah.
Because I love you. Because I love you.
Oh, absolutely.
So it's, and we all.
Hey,
we
it's,
all.
Only re- it's the only reason I show up here.
Absolutely.
Because I love you, folks.
Absolutely.
I do love you. And, you know, I care about you. And, Elliot, and you can do it, but I'm going to tell you, brutal.
Mm-hmm.
How about it,
Richard? Competitive.
How about it?
It's good.
But it's brutal, isn't it?
It can be at times. Yeah.
You know.
Sure.
Yeah.
You know.
That's life in general, though.
Can be.
Yeah.
But it's a lot easier if you follow your passion, isn't it?
Right. Yes,
you
sir.
Know? Well, if I can help you in any way, and I'm not into sports, I'm not.
Right.
I'm just do this thing called podcasting now because we're not on the radio anymore. But then again, not all sports is on the radio either, is it?
Right, that's correct.
So internet's kind of taken over the whole genre of media, you know, so how to meld with that. And because you are what you are and who you are, once you get your driver's license, get more, not that that, he doesn't have any driver's license, by the way. Just to give you an example, and he uses a public transit, and he does fine. So I'm not here to criticize. Matter of fact, he's made a believer out of me. He shows up, so what right do I have to criticize?
Right,
right.
You know,
right.
He's, you know, I have none.
Yep.
You know, shut up, sit down, behave yourself.
You know what I was going to say, too?
And no, what?
This is, he'll have a fall, Elliot will have a fallback.
Oh, I mean, he already
obviously.
Does. Sure.
Pursue your passion, which is sports
well,
media.
He's got determination.
Right. Oh, absolutely.
See, that's attitude.
Instinctiveness, all of it.
Yeah, that's resourceful.
And again, that's well upbringing.
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely. Parent,
shame on parents. Shame on you two out there,
you're
Mr.
Going to, you're going to college, and you're going to be a doctor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what you're going to do. You hear me?
Yeah.
Aren't I terrible?
But anyway, Mr. and Mrs. Norville have done a phenomenal job. They parented. Believe it or not, they parented.
Thank you.
Are parenting. What I was going to say, though, Ray, when this—
got to take a break. Hurry
go
up.
Go ahead. We'll talk after.
I'm sorry. I'm doing what we do here on radio. And then I'm going to talk. I'm going to get you to talk about that. But next hour, I do want to talk about line services and what I learned this week.
Yeah.
Phenomenal. It really exacerbates. Is that a good word?
Great word.
Exactly. It really just
exacerbates. Beautiful.
Identifies the overall message of today's show. And you know, we're just spreading a little love. Or a lot. Back, Robert Bloom, Elliot Norvell, in the house today, studio. And folks, I don't know what happened to Philip Murph, the CEO and president of Lion Services, but I hope he's okay, but we'll find out. And have them on later, because what their mission is and what they're doing in Charlotte's phenomenal. But here in just a little bit, third hour, I'm going to talk about, I went out and visited Lion Services this week, and what I saw was just absolutely incredible. I mean, we're talking today about kindness is cool, put tools in schools, how it affects our kids, their insight to life and well-being. So, Robert, get off the phone here and tell me what you're going to tell me.
Oh, I was just going to say, regarding TIKI, the International Kindness Initiative, I'm laying in bed one night thinking, you know, because I'm always thinking, my mind doesn't shut off, and I'm in an area that, you know, I've never been in creating a nonprofit, creating a for-profit. I'm so far out of my lane, but it's just
it's not your you're not far out of your lane. You're just moving in another direction.
Sure.
How old are you now, Robert?
I'm approaching 70.
Okay, you're approaching 70. I didn't think you were quite there yet.
Yeah.
But okay.
Yeah.
And there you go. That really demonstrates my point that you're in transition. You're moving beyond where you were into an older phase of your life, which can be just, if not, the most important years of your life.
Absolutely.
Because now you're taking all the wisdom, all the knowledge and power that God's given you, and you're applying it to humanity.
Trying to apply and pass
Amen.
On.
And give purpose to your life.
Yeah.
Okay. And that is where I find a lot of the older folks I know, they're kind of stuck in that transition phase. And that, now, far be it from me to know what the heck I'm talking about, you know, but let me tell you, all you're doing is seeking purpose.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And you got plenty of it.
Yeah.
You know, talk to a customer, talk to a listener, customer, friend, and that's what my life's been through a lot of my professional career. You work for people. They listen to you, and then you work for them or vice versa, and then you become their friend, and they rely on you for advice and help in their homes because they don't know. Well, I had the pleasure this week of going out with an old customer. In 1 month, he'll be 90 years old.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And he's just robust, full of life, and his wife, God bless her, but I put grab bars in their bathroom. He texted me earlier in the week. He says, Ray, do you know anybody that can possibly install grab bars in my bathroom? And if you know how, that'd be great. I says, and I just texted him back, I'm your boy. Because I put up a grab bar a time or two in my life. And didn't take me but less than 30 minutes to put them up.
Love it.
But anyway, my point is, here's a man that, but he has always served with purpose his whole adult life. Even and he and I even asked him the other day, "Are you still active?" And he said, "Yeah, when I can be and where I can be, yeah." Then I talked to a guy, an older fella that was 94, last Saturday. He's out mowing his grass.
Love it.
Mowing his grass.
94.
You know, so there's a lot to be said for the older population, living life to the fullest. But the most important thing is your health.
Right.
Your health.
Right.
If you got your health, you're wealthy.
Absolutely.
Health is wealth, and it's something I focus on in the program here. And I'm setting up another show with Cammie Benton. Matter of fact, in here in the next month or two, we'll have another show about health and wellness. And Dr. Tunis Hunt was on the show here a couple weeks back with F3. I'm going to get him back on the show because he's a chiropractor. We didn't talk about chiropracting on the show. We talked about mental health around men and your well-being, mm-hmm. your health and well-being, mm-hmm. which is important this day and time. Because obesity is totally out of control, and health in general. Well, as long as you're unhealthy, you're a customer.
Right.
That's all I got to say.
Yeah.
As long as you're unhealthy, you're a customer.
Sure.
So if you're healthy, you don't need to be a customer. You don't need to worry about it too much insurance. And, you know, unfortunately, I hear a lot about insurance talk nowadays, mostly from older people, about playing the game around insurance. No, it's playing a game about keeping you a customer. Mm. If you really get down to it, it's all about that. But that's a whole nother show. You know, I mean, really, it's just full of, you know, stuff. But we're so programmed, we're so in the matrix, that everybody relies on a system and part of the game that they have induced upon us called life. I don't personally, it's messing with all of us. You just need to step back and look at it. Take control of your life, your health, your wellness, and well-being. Because nobody else is.
Sure.
Nobody else is going to do that but you.
Sure.
Or your loved ones. And if you have loved ones, be grateful.
Mm.
Be so grateful. Because not everybody does.
Right.
Amen.
Not everybody does. You know, so be live in gratitude. But back to Robert, you're in transition in all of what I just said.
Yep.
And your wife is too.
Yep.
Your better half is as much a part of that as you are.
No doubt.
Because you can't do it alone.
No doubt.
There's something else that I've really learned. The older I get, the more I realize we're not meant to live alone.
No. Mm-mm.
God made a woman and God made man for a reason. And, you know, now, but we've got an issue in this country about the separation, the feminine, the masculine, how it can come together, what's lost, what's happened, you know, and I see it, I talk a lot about it on the show because it's become a factor.
Sure, sure.
So you're lucky in the fact you've got somebody and you to play with, to have fun with, to share with, and make that transition.
Right, right, yeah.
You've obviously jumped out of the rigors of corporate.
I have. And this has allowed me, you know, to immerse myself in the community. A lot of my field work has been talking to mothers, mama bears. Who more important to talk, the best to talk to about their babies?
Well,
you know,
we've got, unfortunately, mothers out there raising kids because men aren't in the picture.
Agreed.
We've got a fatherless culture. Would you quit pushing that microphone away? You just did it again. I'm going to get on you, boy. What's wrong with
you? Fidgeting, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
Sorry.
But it's okay. Just we can't hear you as well. That's all. But, no, you're talking to mothers that are very concerned about the well-being of their offspring, their kids, their biddies, you know, their hens, yep. and all that. And that's natural.
Sure.
And they should be. And but, you know.
Mama's boy, that's for sure.
What do you say, Ellie?
Mama's boy for sure. Mom, I love you.
Well, of course, that's their job, and that's something that, but it's hard without a man. It's harder. Now, there's someone who says, I can do it. Yeah, you can do it. You're going to do it because you're the mother.
Yeah.
But we need more men to step
right.
up.
Right.
And that's part of the kindness element.
Right.
And that's another thing that Put Tools in Schools needs are men, leaders, men that can step up and volunteer and be a part of these kids' lives in some way. Now, got something to say about that. A lot of you are fed up with the crap. If you don't know, you know what I'm talking about. Babysitting. You can't take the smart mouths. You can't take all this. Let me tell you something about kids. They want discipline. They want discipline. If you're truly a loving person and you're an adult and you want to help a child, then step up and just love them. And if you don't know how, it's a great place to practice. And I'll help teach you. And we got other men that can step up and help teach you. I promise you, it's easy to love. But once you know how, you'll never go back. I promise you, you just won't do it. And unfortunately, a lot of you macho men out there weren't taught to love and what it really, really means. Well, let's practice together. PutToolsInSchools.org. There's volunteers on there. You can make something out. I'll get back to you. Promise you. Just put it on there. Say, I want to spread some love. That's a good comment right there. Have you got enough to say that? That's powerful. I want to spread some love. It's easy. We'll hook you up in the right direction. It might take, it ain't going to be in a hurry, but it's contagious. Once you get it, you got it. So come on, join us. All right, we're going to take a break here, top of the hour. Third hour coming up. About Your House right here on Fox Sports Charlotte next Saturday. What are we going to talk about? I'll tell you. Come back. Yep, we got some good guests coming. I got some home inspectors coming. We're going to talk about new construction, the junk that some of these home inspectors are seeing. Sad but true. We'll talk about it right here on About Your House. Come on back. Hour number three coming your way.
Grab another cup of coffee and join us for hour three as we continue the discussion on life and the importance of kindness. About Your House is brought to you in part by Carolina Foundation Solutions, a licensed general contractor in North and South Carolina, from the hills to the coast. If you have a problem, they have a solution. Also, About Your House is brought to you by PutToolsInSchools.org, connecting students to tools of the trades and raising awareness of the many career pathways. We'll share our knowledge and provide encouragement to improve not just your home, but every aspect of life. So sit back, relax, and enjoy some time with us. And now, here's your host, Ray Terry.
Get a minute, better live while you're in it, 'cause it's gone in a blink. And the older I get, the truer it is. It's the people you love, not the money and the stuff, that makes you rich. And if they found a fountain of youth, I wouldn't drink a drop. And that's the truth. Funny how it feels, I'm just getting to my best years yet. The older I get, the fewer friends I have. But you don't need a lot when the ones that you got have always got your back. And the older I get, better I am. And knowing when to give and when to just not give a damn. And if they found a fountain of youth, I wouldn't drink a drop. And that's the truth.
funny how it feels, I'm just getting to my best years yet. The older I get,
all right, welcome back. Hour number three. Opening the show, I'm going to talk about, I had a guest planned to come in here, and I'm going to get him back in, but I still want to talk about the incredible things they're doing in the community. I was invited, well, not, I met them at an event with the Equilibrium Awards a few weeks back, about a month back, and I met the, I guess she's would be called the executive director or workforce development person. I don't know her title, but it doesn't matter. Dana Dres and Philip Murph. Philip Murph is the president and CEO of Line Services. Line Services, if yesteryear, and I don't know the facts exactly, and I was hoping, and I'll give him the ability to give us a little history when we see him, but regardless, you'll know what I'm talking about. When I grew up, every year, every 6 months or something, we'd get a guy walking around the neighborhood with a bunch of brooms. And had little nylon brooms. And there's a story behind this, it's in remodeling, and I'm going to tell you. And they'd sell straw brooms. Straw brooms and these little nylon bristle brooms. Purple, yellow, maybe orange or whatever. And they were really good, fine brooms for fine dust and stuff. Okay. And Lions Club were selling them, you know, and through Line Services. Well, Line Services, from what I understood, made the brooms, you know, and then they sold them for fundraising. And that gave those people, as I understand it, jobs making the brooms. Well, let's go further. So I met Philip at this event, and then we got to talking about put tools in schools and what have you, and about what they do. And they also have some vision to get some sustainable houses built in a tiny home community for, you know, people who obviously need affordable housing, which commendable. And that struck a note with me because I'd love to see more of that in the Charlotte metro area. Okay. But anyway, so I went over Tuesday morning and had the opportunity. Dana took me through this, their facility over there. They employ 275 people. They employ, I said, these people have jobs. They come to work every day. Most of the people are handicapped, and there's all kind of proper words I can use, but I'm not. They can't see. They're blind. They're visually impaired. I don't know all the correct ways to say it, but you get my point. They're less than what we call normalcy in today's world. But they're really not at all. They have gifts that are different. And if you can't, and going in there and seeing 275 people that are visually, not all, but most are visually impaired or impaired in some way. But here's the beauty in what I saw. I met, Dana introduced me to 7, 10, I don't know how many people in there that were working. Smiles. From ear to ear, these were visually impaired or blind people making backpacks for the United States Army and chin straps for the United States Army. These were government contracts that these... Now, you're going to say, now, how in the world did they make backpacks? Sewing machines. Now, you say, whoa, they're blind. How in the world... can visually impaired, I just soon say blind. You can go with me here, can't you? Blind, okay, visually impaired. And there's an engineer that works there that makes jigs and templates for these sewing machines, and they can feel their way completely through it, and they have purpose, passion, and they're empowered. And you could feel the energy in that room that was, and what was most, and my message to this was the passion, and they felt purpose, and most of all, they were happy. Grins and the joy. And here's the a testament to that. 20, 25 years working there. Okay? They feel needed. They feel a part of society. What it's done for their self-esteem and just well-being. And everybody asks us, are you happy? Yeah! And every one of them told me exactly what they do every day. I didn't ask for it, but they told me. And it was just a joy, and I broke down and got all teary-eyed. And thinking of it now, and I told Dana, I said, give me a minute here. I'm getting a little emotional. She says, well, I said, this energy is powerful. I mean, to see what I'm seeing. And, you know, it's like, this is the reason we've got to give people purpose and strive, because my boy here, Elliot, autistic, but goodness gracious, what abilities, what intelligence, what heart, open, loving. Thank you. Greatest gift on the planet, love.
Greatest, amen.
Greatest healing,
so true.
Greatest healer on the planet's love. It's just we collectively need to focus more on it.
And you know, you're talking about the folks at Lions, and they're valued. They're valued, and they're loved.
Dana knew everybody's name, and the love and the care from each other, and that. It's like, and they had a break, and it was like they all broke together, and they all kind of commune together, and they all get along. And I'm sure there's some disputes, I'm sure, because that's the nature of the beast. You know, but the point is, what I saw, the love, and one lady, she'd been there 20 years, and just tickled death to meet me, smile on that face, and I said, are you happy, girl? She said, yeah.
Are you familiar with the Nevin, N-E-V-I-N Center?
Nope. Heard of it.
Okay. They, too, I did a project with them when I first came down here years ago. The folks are challenged. In some, one way or the other.
Sure.
But they do simple task, assembly, small building projects.
Sure.
Four. And it sounds just like the same thing. We've got a Nevin Center here, too.
And there are...
Incredible.
There are nonprofits and community organizations such as... And contact me, because I love to see people use the talents God gave them. I don't care to what depth or what. It doesn't matter. I just... You know, we need to acknowledge and actually we need to inspire. Isn't that right?
Yeah, inspire. Like, we need to inspire the young people, like not the 4 and 5 year olds, but they need to look up to us because they want to be like, if they want to be an Aaron Judge for the Yankees, I mean,
right.
Who's an excellent, well-rounded person. You got to look up to people that you admire, because if you don't, you're just wasting your time.
But we need to create those kids, don't we?
Right, yeah.
You know, one of the things that our kids can do is, we can do for our kids, we can do many things. But the biggest thing right now we can do is show up. Show up.
And love.
And be present with them.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yep.
Show up, yeah. Be present.
Yep.
You know, be present. And we need more leadership to create more of that.
And they're sponges.
They want it.
Exactly.
And guess what? They want discipline.
Exactly.
You know, they might resist it. They might fight you. But when it gets down to it, they love you for it.
Absolutely.
You know, and it's hard. It's hard to do it because these kids have no guidance.
Right.
Have no discipline.
Right.
And so, you know, we got our work cut out for us. We.
Community.
We. Community.
Family.
Family. And we've got to put it out there. So, you know. But what I saw at Line Services was exemplified what we need to do with each other and everyone. And it's not easy. And unfortunately, and I have to say this every week, because I want people to really understand it, if you can, and I know you do. All you got to do is look at your checkbook. It's never been harder to survive than it is today.
Mm-hmm.
It's more expensive. Dollars, I don't have to tell you all this because you're feeling it, I'm sure. Have you felt it?
Sure. Absolutely.
It's hard not to feel the crunch.
Absolutely.
The crunch of today's economy is affecting us all.
And it changes your routine.
It changes your expenditures. It sure does.
If you're watching gas, it affects all of it.
Yeah, but you've got to, that's the point. It affects every aspect of your life. So it's costing more money. But if you're not making more money, how are you costing more money? It doesn't work.
Right.
The math doesn't work. So it's desperation for a lot of people right now that you're not aware of, but they're right beside you. They're within talking distance. And believe me, it's rampant right now. So the stress, the mental health issues have never been greater either. Mm-mm. So compassion, empathy, and care and love.
And if you lead like what we're doing here, it leads to conversations and people feel comfort and they open up.
Yeah.
That's a beautiful thing.
And we've got to talk.
Absolutely.
We have to talk about it.
Absolutely.
You know, for a lot of people talking this day and time, it's hard because they don't know how to do it anymore.
Right.
We've become so estranged, you know. And there again, I'm going through the same things personally that everybody else is. My son and I have been estranged now again for about 2 months. And it hurts because I got a grandson that's 3 years old. Be three in October. And so, you know, we all got it. We all have it. Every one of us have some sort of trauma, some pain, something's going on, financial, health-wise, job-wise, life, family, something.
And it doesn't matter social position, social, whatever you want to say, income, status, all of it. And I've said this to the kids, too, because I've got the platform being on the public. If you're not going to, it's just what you said, if you're not going through something, trust me, you will.
Yep.
We all do. And it's your choice of how you're going to deal and come out of it. And that's just, as you say, part of life.
It is life. And that's the point. Right now, it's hard. It's harder on everyone. Everyone. And we just got to make ourselves aware of it.
And to have that sense of community, know people. Maybe you don't know them. You don't know them, but they care for and they're here for you. It's monumental.
It can
impact.
Be.
Sure.
And it should
be. But just
be.
Put yourself out there.
For sure. And it takes work. All right. You want to be a sports programmer. I mean, broadcasting. What's your favorite sport?
Baseball.
Really? I just as soon watch grass grow. But I hear you. I hear you. That's the Charlotte Knights hat you got on.
Yes. I'm a Yankees fan, though.
So. Are you?
Who? Yeah.
Yankees.
Born and raised in Charlotte, and you're a Yankees fan.
Yeah.
What put you there?
In sixth grade, one of my middle school teachers was a Red Sox fan, which is the Yankees' biggest rival. And I was searching down their division to see what teams I would want to be my favorite. And I was like, I'll choose the Yankees as my favorite team. And I've been a Yankees fan since sixth grade. So.
Well, you're consistent.
Yeah. I'm there with them no matter what.
That's cool. All right, we're going to take a break here and come back with more about your house. Robert Bloom's in the house. And also Elliot Norvell. Did I say it right there?
Norvell, yeah.
Norvell. I left out the R.
And I kept saying Norvell, so now I've been correct. Norvell.
Norvell. Well, I read it. That's why I called you last night. I want to know what your name really was so I could spell it right. It's like talking right, you know. Sometimes I have problems with it.
Yeah, buddy.
You got it. Come on back. We'll talk more content coming your way right here on About Your House Radio. Talking about your house. Next week, Paul Kowalski, builder, is going to be in the house, one of the past presidents and remodeling contractors involved with NARI, the National Association of Remodeling Industry. He's going to be on the show for all 3 hours. So it's going to be a great show. We'll actually talk about remodeling, building, tools, what have you, from an award winning design build remodeler here in Charlotte, Paul Kowalski. He'll be in town and in studio. I asked him to bring his son, but like most kids, you know, they're competing. They're out on the soccer fields. Yeah, I know. It's amazing. What do you think about coming? How many times you been in studio, Elliot?
I think this is either my second or first or second time.
Good. Well, I hope it has meant something to you. I hope you've enjoyed it.
I have. It's
because,
a real honor.
You know, with your aspirations in life, wanting to be in sports broadcasting, this good experience for you.
It's a good start.
I want to talk about a little bit of, and we're going to bring this to the forefront too. Everybody, we've got things called smart devices. Okay. We have become robots. Mm-hmm. Totally. And so dependent, so codependent, actually. I mean, literally codependent upon our devices, like my laptop or your laptop. You got a computer, Elliot?
Yes, I do.
Got a computer,
yeah,
Robert?
Absolutely.
How about you, Rich? You got a computer? There's four people in the room, four out of four. You get the point? Mm-hmm. Everybody's got a computer. About everybody. Or if you don't have a computer, you've got a mini computer in your hand called your smart device, your smartphone. Okay. Well, I have a MacBook. Here it is right here. See, right there. It's right here.
Hold on.
Yeah, here it is right here. Okay. Well, it's about 7 years old, maybe eight. I don't know. And, you know, there's built-in obsolescence in these devices we've got to make you go buy something, either bigger, better, or best, whatever, something. And I've got a MacBook, which I like my MacBook. I've learned to use it for probably maybe 50% of what it's capable of, meaning I don't know half of what it's capable of, but I am not that computer savvy. But that's not the point. The point is I do use it. I need it every day. I do my emails. I do my work on it, just like everybody does. Well, with technology being so rampant in our lives, the threats with cybersecurity comes to question. Well, I had McAfee, and I'm going to just throw this out there because I learned something this week. I had McAfee on my security, you know, and Lord, stupid me, I don't know what's better. I don't know if this is better, Norton's better, malware's better. I don't know. I just know that I need protection. Because why? Because of cybersecurity. And people have data stolen and all this stolen all the time. Well, anyway, my McAfee ran out. So when it runs out, it's programmed to throw up all these little threats to you. For 1 week solid, I got threats every 5 minutes on my computer. Your iCloud's being hacked. Your Gmail's being hacked. Well, I called my buddy that came in cybersecurity. He says, Ray, it's just phishing to get you to buy something. McAfee does that. It's programmed. Okay. Norton does the same thing. All it is a way to get you to worry, give you stress. That's a company that's putting stress on you, all in the name of getting your money. Well, I said, okay, but it's been years since I've had my computer cleaned up, right? So I met Paul Blanchett years ago at a networking meeting, and he owns Nerds2Go. Well, Nerds2Go is a computer servicing, fixing, repairing outfit down. Well, it's a franchise, but they've got an office down in Mint Hill at Idlewild Road and 51. So I went down, I made an appointment. I went down there and put it on the counter, and the guy picked it up. First thing he said was, I can't touch your computer because you got a swollen battery. You're at risk right now of explosion and maybe fire. That explains why it rocks when I put it down. Yep.
Wow.
And then he said, then I told him, I said, well, here's my mouse. You're going to need it because my little pad doesn't work right. He said, that's because your battery's putting pressure on it. Oh, wow. I learned two things, you know. So I said, we're going to order you a battery, and it'll be in a couple of days, and we'll get it put in. So here's the moral to the story. Here we got another cash cow pulling at your strings called threat, called corporate USA trying to get in your back pocket to sell you, and they don't, Nerds2Go does not, and maybe I can say this, maybe I can't, but I'm going to anyway. They said, we don't recommend McAfee or Norton for the MacBooks. You need malware. But they installed it. I'm okay. But I'm still getting the little threats from McAfee on my computer. Now, I've got to go in this thing, and I don't know what I'm doing. But I'm going to learn. I'm going to go find it, and we're going to remove it because it's in there. Where? I looked briefly last night before I fell asleep. But here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to have Nerds to Go specialists come in here. We're going to talk about computers.
Cool.
Because I really feel that we are so dependent upon our laptops, and a lot of us are ignorant, like me, just plumb stupid, about, you know, technology, and need some kind of guidance, and give you an opportunity to call in at 227-8986 on a Saturday morning and maybe get some help, or give them a call. Because great company. They do great. I mean, they're very attentive. And by the way, I got a new battery put in. New battery put in my computer. They scanned it. And guess what? There weren't any viruses on my computer. Even though I was getting those notices, your iCloud's being hacked. Your Gmail's being hacked. And I get them right now. If I turn on my computer, there's probably one up in the corner telling me this mess. And it's not so, because there were no viruses. And even said, you're Trojan, right now, there's one right there, see, says, critical virus alert, one notification. See?
Yeah.
You see? I hope you're getting the picture.
Yeah.
But it made me worry, like I said, because I don't want somebody hacking my computer, getting all my data, getting my money, doing all that, getting my money. Doing all that. But now, I will say this about the money side. If you use your computer for various transactions, then you know you need help in security. And we all do. But fortunately for the device, we can pay a lot of our computers make life easy. I'll be the first to admit that. I paid all my bills on the computer 2 days ago. I don't have many, but ones I do have, I pay online. So we use this. We are actually totally codependent. For example, I picked up my laptop yesterday, and I went to my watering hole, Christopher's, which we know well, and said, well, I'm going to set up. Well, their internet sucks. Excuse me. Their Wi-Fi. It's terrible. I couldn't do nothing. There's another example. You go somewhere and you don't have Wi-Fi. Can't use it, right? I don't know. We're just so codependent upon these things. We really are. I bet you use yours all the time, don't you, Elliot?
My computer.
Yeah. Is it a laptop or desktop?
It's a laptop.
And you take it with you wherever you go? Typically?
Well, for school I do, yeah. But other than that, I rarely use it.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good, but you use your smartphone.
Right.
Got it. And I know you use it. You like techno? I mean, are you on your phone? And I'm at your age.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah,
he is.
Right. That codependency is what worries me. Now let's get to another. And I think I covered everything I wanted to cover there about the computer. We're going to have a up and coming show about, you know, computer, just computer issues in general. And I learned something too. So, and I'm just telling you what I learned. And a lot of you say, well, I've known that for years. Well, goody, goody for you. Point is, you shouldn't charge your, you know how you just plug your laptop in, leave a cord on?
Yeah. Shouldn't do that.
Shouldn't do that.
Yeah.
Nope. You should not. You should let it charge it to 100 and then unplug it and let it go down to about 15%, 20, 15%. Plug it back in and let it charge back up. And once it gets to 80, you want to charge it full charge too. You don't want to charge it up to 80 and then unplug it and let it get used. Anyway, you get the point. Don't leave your computer plugged in all the time. My computer would rock right here. It would just rock. It's amazing how expansive the casing is. It would just rock.
Wow.
Because the battery. And then I saw the battery yesterday. I said, can you show me the battery? He said, sure. He went back and got it. It was like six puffy.
The whole studio on fire.
It was six puffy pillows.
Wow.
Six little puffy pillows. That's what it looked like. Little flat puffy pillows. Had swole up. And anyway. And the great news. Great news. I know you're wondering, how much did that cost? How much did that cost? I was wondering too. Less than $200.
Outstanding.
Not bad. Not bad.
No.
Not bad at all.
No.
So, and the old computer was less than $3,000 8 years ago. Of course, I got top drawer because I was told to. Have I used it all? Heck no. Wish I had the brains to do it. You know, I really do. But we were talking earlier. I'm going to go back here. AI, artificial intelligence. What do you know about that, Elliot?
Well, I know that Siri is a big problem, so.
What do you mean?
Like, because people, they tend to rely on Siri for every bit of information, but it's not, A, totally accurate, and B, it's not worth the time when you have Google anyways to look at multiple sources and not just one.
Well, the AI I'm kind of leaning and referring to is the new concept of writing. Like if I wanted to write a blog, for example, there's AI assistance available to me on my email program, email widget, whatever it is, okay, that I can go in there and type it, and they'll revise it, and they'll make it better. And you can dictate it to them through voice microphone, and they'll rewrite it and put all the right stuff in there. Well, that to me is scary, because it's not as if we're dumbed down enough with Google where you don't have to think and you don't have to, or know, frankly, things, but you can just say, Google, what is so-and-so?
Right.
Or now you're saying Siri or whatever AI assistant you have.
Alexa.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm guilty about Alexa. You know what I get from her? The time. That's it. That's all.
Yeah.
That's all I want, woman. Stay where you're supposed to be. Or you, if it's a man, you got your program too. But I will say this, if you want to listen to About Your House on Saturday morning, all you have to do is say, Alexa, tune me into About Your House on Fox Sports Charlotte. It'll do it.
I did not know that. So.
Well, see, I just helped you,
didn't you? Just learned, see?
Yeah, that's all you need to do to listen to About Your House.
The old guy just taught you something, see?
That's all you got to do is say, Alexa, tune me into Fox Sports Charlotte, 8 to 11 on Saturday mornings. Pow! There it is.
Booyah.
Pow! Yes, sir.
You know, it was interesting about it, not quite a year ago, we're at the kid's house, and Michael said, Mom, Robert, come into the living room because we're in separate parts of his house doing things. I said, uh-oh, Cher, we're in trouble. So we sit down, and he goes, you guys realize we grew up with these, and I'm holding up my phone. We can go to Google and get all the information we need. You guys did the hard work. You didn't have this when you grew up. You had to go to a card catalog.
Or the encyclopedia.
Or the microfiche. Or the encyclopedia.
Or National Geographic.
Library, right.
A library,
and you had
yeah.
to do your bibliography for your papers, all
the
stuff. So, because we got into this because he was teaching me the value of YouTube videos.
They're enormous. Matter of
they
fact,
they absolutely
you
are.
Know, I told you I went and visited an elder couple this week and put up grab bars
right.
for them. Marna, the female of the family, you know, the wife, she told me, she said, yeah, I fixed this. And I forget what she's talking about. She said, I went on YouTube, looked it up. And here's a 90-year-old lady that looked it up on YouTube. She said, and Ray, I went and got a screwdriver, and I fixed it. Just like that. And very proud. You know, that's incredible, and I love it for that.
So do I. And that's what Michael was teaching us.
Yeah, I love it.
And I'm on
that.
It all the time.
Look, and you hear it across the board now about people, mechanics even. Whenever I do anything, you know, it's on a YouTube video. And, you know, and I told this story. I had to put another manifold in my on-demand water heater, Renai, because I was an idiot and didn't wire it to the right circuit. It was on a three. Anyway, but that's another story.
Learning experience.
Ray was stupid. Okay, but I learned, okay. And to take it a bit further, I said, okay, I'm not going to have them fix it. I'm going to fix it. So they sent me the part. The manifold, and I went on YouTube and the Renai website, and they had a video, and that video, which is the same as YouTube, gave me complete, thorough instructions on how to replace that manifold, you know, and heater. Actually, it was the whole heater because it was all in one, and I replaced it. Matter of fact, it was during the Super Bowl, I might add, because I said, during the Super Bowl today, I'm going to replace this thing. And I went on and, you know, and I also took a picture of the screen on several things so I could take it out there and look at it firsthand on my phone for what I wanted to see.
Yeah.
So in light of the technology aspect of where we're living, how we're living, and these new technology applied to homes, smart home technology, Ring doorbells. Guy called me the other day, just this week, says, Ray, when the school bus comes by, my doorbell rings. Every time a school bus comes and brings the kids, my doorbell will go off and start ringing.
That's creepy.
Really? What'd you say, Elliot?
I said that's creepy.
Well, but I've heard the same stories on other things that happen with Bluetooth, radio frequencies. Everything's energy, and it's all about frequencies.
Okay, yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
So I don't know. He says, then I ask him, I says, and by the way, this guy works at Line Services. He got wind that I was going to be over there. He said, I'm going to be there. Come say hi. So I went and looked him up. But I asked him on his doorbell. I said, don't you have a doorbell they put in the house? Yeah. Yeah, I don't use it anymore. I said, why? I said, you wouldn't have any problems with that. He said, yeah, but I wanted that camera. See, people want that security in that Ring camera. Mm-hmm. You know, which, hey, look, I understand. Mm-hmm. I wired a whole closed-circuit TV station, I think, next door to me over at the toolbox. You know, little company they got over there wanted cameras everywhere. Well, okay. The technology, bottom line here is technology is a great thing, but it also has made us
it's a double-edged sword.
It truly is a double-edged sword. And, you know, I'm not here to say it's terrible, it's the demise of our society. No, not at all. It's just something that we have become so accustomed to. And what really concerns this old man here is the fact that what happens when the power goes out for any period of time?
Yeah.
What happens?
Yeah.
Are you prepared for that? I've asked that question many times on the show here. If the power went out today and was off 2 weeks, are you ready for it?
Let's go one step further. We know that our grids in this country
are way overdue
and some are beyond repair.
Yeah.
I hate to say it, but you know, not everybody in the world's nice. What if they knock out? Oh, yeah, no doubt.
It's wind.
Exactly. It's exactly.
Wind. Now, I bring this up not to be negative, not to be gloomy or doomy, but to be real and say, we are very dependent upon our power source. And just want you to understand, if the power goes out for any duration, like 2 weeks, you might give that some thought.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You might give it some thought.
Absolutely.
And be prepared, especially on the waterfront, you know, or everything else for that matter. But we do take it all for granted. You know, we do.
Or so we're not paying attention.
That's taking it for granted.
Fair.
You've got to be aware.
Yep.
And, you know, and right now we live in very precarious times. So just something to think about. You know, just give it some thought. Prepare here and prepare there. A little bit, little bit or a lot. Doesn't matter. Don't have to go overboard. But just at least give it some thought.
And keep your eye on the ball.
Yep. And not to put a damper on it, but TV don't help.
Preach it. You're right.
I don't watch TV.
You're right.
If you watch TV religiously, never mind. I just hold my thoughts. I'll be nice. Because TV has been weaponized, and it is working in the every intention they have. And if you don't believe that, that's kind of what I'm referring to. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
He's got a big grin on his face. Yeah. He knows exactly what you're talking about.
See, right. Would you agree with that, Elliot?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, that's 22-year-old versus a 73-year-old. They're smarter than I give them credit for. Right. I give him that.
You know what? I'm going to tell you. Do I have a minute?
Oh,
I'm going to tell you this too.
In my field work.
I hear people my age, are these kids this, these kids that.
I know.
You know,
I know,
and that drives me nuts because you know what? Back in the day, we didn't have these phones.
That's right.
People are taking pictures of stuff now.
Dang, my mom's
darn old. These kids. You know, we had as many knuckleheads back in our day as we do now. But yeah. I'm going to tell you, we've got great kids out there. And I get cranky
They are great. They're tremendous. Every one of them were born geniuses. Every dang one of them. And what'd we do? What'd we do? We sent them to school.
Dumbed them down.
You said that.
I did. And I'll stand by
it. And they start in the first grade. It's horrible.
But then, kudos to the parents that parent.
Yep.
There's an example right there.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep. I get it. I got it. All right, we're going to take a final break of the show. Yeah, but we'll be back and talk more about stuff, life, and the pursuit of happiness with great purpose. Welcome back to About Your House. Today's kind of been talking about, not kind of been, it's been a Saturday of kindness and goodwill in the community and trying to help each other figure out how to love more. Isn't that what you say?
Amen.
You know, Elliot, what do you think?
Yeah, that's absolutely on point.
You know, I really appreciate you coming in today.
Oh, no problem.
That was a joy and a pleasure. You can come back. You can come back. I mean, you know, I'm here for you.
You don't have to bring the old guy with you either. Open door.
And I'll do an outreach here too. If you've got something you want to bring to the forefront here on About Your House, several people through the years have called me and said, "Ray, I'd love to come on your show and talk about what I do." And that's fine as long as you can come on this show and talk about what you do and serve, and not be a commercial.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like commercials, and, you know, I don't mind education. That is selling, by the way. Informing people and talking to people, helping people with information is a sale. Wouldn't you say that, Robert?
Completely agree.
You know,
it's the best sale.
It is absolutely the best way to sell is educate people out of love and care and, you know, give them some inspiration. You know, but if you're going to come on here to try to sell something, forget it. We ain't chasing money on this show, although that's not true totally either, is it? Because I'm saying, I want your money for put tools in schools. But I promise you, we're going to put it to good use.
And I will make these bracelets available to anybody that want them.
Yep, kindness is cool.
As long as the supply, like kindness is cool, make a difference. Just let me know where to meet you and that sort of thing.
And how do they get in touch with you, Mr. Bloom?
It's on here. Can you put this on the website?
We can put it on the Facebook notification.
Okay,
yeah,
fine.
We can give it to this gentleman
fine.
Right here.
Yeah, he's got one. Yeah.
You've already done what you need to do.
It's got my email address on it.
Cool.
Until the website's up. It's got my email address on it. And
good.
If you have a Facebook page or anything?
We do not yet. Okay. We do not. But these kids are going to help me do all that stuff, right?
Totally.
Awesome.
Good.
He's laughing at me like, "You old man." And he's right. He's right.
But Robert, you've got to, you're not old. You're old if you say you're old. Age is just a number. It truly is.
Why do things hurt?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't, thank God.
You know, it's funny. When I was young and dumb, now I'm old and young and dumb and single, now I'm old, stupid, and spoken for, right?
There you go.
And I played all the sports, and the coach said, "Stretch." Nah, don't need to stretch. Let's play. You know what? I should have stretched.
One of the most valuable things for aging is keep going.
Active.
Keep active, exercise, stay healthy. And the only way to health is through exercise. If you don't use it, you will lose it.
Yep.
And I promise you. And that's for all aspects of your life, including your emotions, love, and care.
And read and challenge. Don't get spoon-fed.
Mental. Just keep your brain busy.
Stimulated. Yep.
And talk. And be social.
Community. All of it.
Be social. We're made to be social. God did that.
We're social butterflies.
Yes.
And anybody that's out there is hurting, reach out. We're here. We're a community.
Yep. For sure. And
if you
need to talk to somebody, and I'm talking to everyone right now, everyone everywhere, if you really need to talk to somebody, call me. I typically answer my phone. 95% of the time, I will answer my phone. I don't care where I'm at and what I'm doing. I do care, and there's times where I won't answer my phone. That's the other 5%. You know, And those are the times I am in a meeting, I'm with someone, because I think it's rude as hell for to be talking to you and you pick up your phone.
Mm.
That ain't right. That's rude.
Amen.
And I don't care if it's your kid. Call them back. I won't hold you but 5 or 10 more minutes, and you can call them right back. Ain't the end of the world. Rude people.
Unless your house is on fire, but
then you got all the unlesses. I've gone through that with women, but it's my child. It's my child. I got to be there for them. I got it. That's why we got phone problems in schools, because my child's going to have his phone. Because something happens, he can call me.
Did you hear that South Carolina, if I'm hearing this right, in some of their schools, I don't know all, I don't know, probably private, they're taking the kids' phones away?
They should.
Then they are.
They're distracted.
During school hours.
They're distraction.
During school hours.
They're a mental distraction, and they're addictive. They're addictions. And I'm sorry.
And they've got no place in the classroom.
No, they don't. Well, in the classrooms, got to get more interactive and engaging to the students and get out of the darn books and get some hands-on education going on. I'm sorry, I get a little crazy about this education
See?
System.
I like it. He did conversation. I like it.
I just think it's crazy the way we're learning our kids. Learning them, you got it?
Learning them.
We're learning them. You know, but then again, what do I know, man? What do I know? Jeez, I'm not educated. I don't have a plaque on the wall. Who are you,
got
you to
life
talk?
Experience.
Who are you to talk? But see, what we've become is a certification culture. You don't have anything on the wall. Somebody the other day, they got anything on the wall? What do you mean? Certifications. You know, now look, there's something to be said for certifications. Don't misunderstand me. But I think we've become a little inflated, like degrees.
Yes.
Just because you got a degree on your wall don't mean nothing. Nothing means you're playing by the rules. Means your status quo, you know, but that's it. What's your heart say? What's your action speak? That's what I like. And we've become a culture of show and tell. Right?
Yeah, no question.
Show and tell.
No question.
It's horrible. I don't like it.
No question.
Give me your email.
RC, BLUM, B as in boy, LUM as in Mary, 3, RCBLUM3 at gmail.com.
Easy enough.
And
your plight is cool. Kindness is cool, and make a difference.
Kindness is cool is the mantra.
These little pink armbands, if we could get them put in schools around kids and raise the awareness. And, you know, all of it is just an awareness. And, you know, unfortunately, we have to develop these little cool things so people will jump on boards to get recognition. Like the pink ribbons with cancer and all the things we do.
I always support that. I wear pink every October, like every day of October I try to wear pink.
You know, in my dream, it became a project, a vision.
I've got a dream.
But long after I'm gone, if we can get these on as many kids throughout the world
not
as possible.
Not if. Got quit using
okay.
if. Got to say when.
When we get them.
It's
this again. It's brings the world and people closer together.
That's right.
That's it.
That's right.
And that's kindness is a byproduct of love or vice versa.
And one more time, and you're exactly right. God love you.
Thank you.
To 12 today at Benton's Integrative Medicine. They're doing sports physicals for $75. That's today, August 3rd. You got another hour. Give them a call. Tell them you're on the way if you got to do it. Just want to plug it. $75. Can't beat that. Can't beat it. That's sports physicals. School's going to start August 26th. So you better get ready. Don't want to wait the last minute. Sports physical, $75 at Benton's Integrative Medicine. And next week, Paul Kowalski. That's a hard one for me to pronounce. Paul Kowalski Builders, certified remodeler. I do believe he's another certified guy. I went for that, too. I was a certified remodeler, so talking about certifications. But he's going to be on in studio. Talking about design, build, remodeling, and all the complexities thereof, and planning, and, you know, from his vantage point anyway. Because there's more than one way to remodel a house, or build a house for that matter.
And before we sneak out here, thank you, my friend.
Yes, thank
you're an
you
institution.
So much.
Hey, thank you. Appreciate
you're an institution
you
in this town. You lead with your heart. You back it up. We love you. We appreciate you. And we need you.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you for the opportunity.
Well, you're welcome, sir. Thank you for coming in.
No problem.
Push that voice.
Yeah, we got to work on that.
Push it. All right, go make it a great week, folks. Find you a child, a mentor.
Make a difference.
Yeah, make a difference.
Be kind.
Let's put tools in schools and make it a great week. And go to puttoolsinschools.org, sign up, volunteer. We need instructors. You old fogies out there that still have a good brain in you. Great, good brain, good open heart, and good hands to work with. Let's work with the kids and teach them something. Give it back. Let's give it back. And you people, I need some money. Why? Because we need to get this mobility program going. And I need a truck. I need a pickup truck. I got to go rent one next week because I don't have one. I have one, but anyway, long story. But I need. There's so much. But anyway, go make it a great week. We'll see you next week right here on About Your House.